about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I'm going to count to three. There will not be a four.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
Prior to a record, the Edmund Fitzgerald, this singer took a smooth trip around Christian Island. Well, Canadian Gordon Lightfoot.
Nobody knew the answer. Sorry, Bean.
That's like the most, like, hurtful thing.
Bean, I mean, period. Bean, I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I f***ing die. Bean.
This is it. I mean, this is really it.
It annoys me to have to wipe every so often. It's just annoying, so I'd rather not.
Seems like our company wouldn't find that funny.
Our company loves it.
Oh, no! Here comes the fun police. Put down your fun and stop having fun, or you go to fun jail.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Fresno, what you sipping?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
My name is Tom DeLong.
Roll another one.
Don't starch, you little bitch.
Just like the other one.
The President of the United States and the Commander of Chiefs.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's
shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine. What more can you see?
Roll another one.
Detective Pikachu.
Just like the other one.
Hello, Clarice.
This one seems to be about this mess.
Well, we've got a couple of actors.
And I don't have another cent.
I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach.
But you're both on that joint.
I just wanted people to like me more.
Just pass it around.
He amputated his own leg.
And you're both on that joint, my friend.
Have a wonderful day.
And now,
do you want to go on a date? Are you ready for one-on-one?
Our feature presentation.
That's a great question, Jensen. Hey, kids. Welcome in to yet another all-new Kevin and Bean show. This time, it's for the 12th of July, 2019. How's everybody?
Good.
Doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about you? Getting ready for a big storm?
Yeah, I was telling you guys off the air, it's the literal calm before the storm. It was very weird to be walking around yesterday and have it be a beautiful day with just not a cloud in the sky, beautiful blue skies, and know what's coming. But Barry, they're talking about, is going to be potentially very serious for the city of New Orleans.
I hope it doesn't ruin Barry the show for me, you know?
Yeah,
I
hope that's so too. My hope
that's
as well.
That's my biggest concern.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that'd be the first thing I would think, certainly. Guys, they're talking about potentially 20 inches of rain.
Over how long of a period of time? A
couple of days.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 inches of rain. For a city that's below sea level already and has levee and drainage problems.
Yeah, you don't want that.
20 inches is significant.
Do you have to, like, sandbag and stuff? Do you have to...
I'll find out if I should have. I haven't yet.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first big storm?
Of the year, yes.
Or since you've been there, is this going to be, like, the biggest one?
Yes, definitely.
Wow.
I mean, I've been here for 11 inches of rain in a day. I've been here for that. But we're talking about a wind event, we're talking about a rain event, and we're also talking about and what's different this year that is concerning a lot of people in Louisiana is that this has been such a wet winter and spring for so much of the country, and all of that water ends up in the Mississippi. So the Mississippi is usually at this time of year about at 5 feet, and right now it's at 16 feet.
Oh, my.
And the levees only go to 20 feet. That's how much room we have before the Mississippi starts spilling over into the city. Now, I live 8 blocks from the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much water it would take to get to me, But it's a real concern.
Yeah.
Right. It's not something you love.
Oof.
I kind of, and I know people, you know, have this thought when it comes to, you know, to wildfires and when it comes to even earthquakes. There's a part of you that is kind of glad you're there so that you can keep an eye on your stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's another part of you that says, maybe I shouldn't be here because it could potentially be dangerous. You know, you don't want to get in a situation where you get hurt or something like that.
Or you're like sitting on your roof, like waving your arms back and forth.
Yeah, exactly.
Still looking for that guy giving you $40.
Yeah.
Any minute now.
He floats by.
Oh, my God, it's him.
Wouldn't it be great if he had a come to Jesus moment with this big storm approaching and he said, I couldn't live with myself if it all ended this weekend. I want you to have your $40 back.
If God's going to judge me.
Right, exactly.
I'm sure that's the only crime he's committed, by the way.
So I think it's going to be okay, but I could be telling a very different story on Monday. We'll see. But I appreciate you asking and thinking about me.
Yeah.
We do have a huge show today that I am eager to get to, but I want to start off with something that is not funny, but I want my fellow white people here to talk me through this. Look, there's been racism in every country on Earth since there have been people on those countries. Why a spate... More than ever in 2019, I think, Ali, you probably have an answer for this. Why is blank while black now annoying every white people on Earth? Why does every white person now have to call the police if they say a black person doing anything? Story after story after story. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
So a family in a Denny's in Michigan, a biker gang comes in and starts hurling racial epithets at them. They go to the manager to complain. The Denny's manager says, that guy's got freedom of speech. He can say whatever he wants. You leave if you don't like it, to the black family.
Mm-hmm.
Thing one. Arizona, you saw this in the news. Guy pulls up next to somebody, African-American kid, listened to rap music in his car. He says he feels threatened and afraid by the rap music. He stabs the dude.
Oh.
Because he's a black teenager listening to rap music. San Francisco. YouTube executive calls the police because there's an African-American standing in front of his apartment building who's there waiting for a friend of his who lives in the building to come down.
He was going to walk into the lobby. You know that move.
Yeah.
Someone opens
somebody
the door.
Somebody opens, you sneak in.
That's what it was. Yeah, I watched the video. Yeah. That's what it was. He was going to, I mean, not that I'm definitely not defending that POS, but I'm saying he had opened the door so he was going to walk in. And the saddest part of that video is
his
kid is pleading with him not to call the cops.
Daddy, he's right. Let's just go.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just there waiting for a disabled, by the way, it turns out, friend of his to come down from in the apartment building.
Yeah.
Then... And this is the one that really drives me crazy. They all drive me crazy. And I guess I bring it up. I know there's no answer. There's nothing we can say here that's going to change things. It's what's in bad people's hearts. I just feel so horrible about all of these stories and feel like there should be something I could do. You know what I mean? Like you just feel like this is the country that we're living in. Why can't I help make it better? But I don't know how to make it better. Here's the story that really got to me. Did you see this one? 37-year-old physician from Houston was asked to leave an aircraft by flight attendants who thought her outfit was inappropriate. This is Dr. Tisha Rowe, who is African American and Caribbean American. It happened on June 30th. She boarded a flight from Jamaica to Miami. She's wearing a romper, you guys. Okay, she's a 37-year-old woman who's wearing a romper. She's coming back from a Jamaican vacation with her 8-year-old son. You know what a romper is?
Yeah,
sure.
It's like for folks who don't, it's a bright, colorful, billowy pants and a top. It's sleeveless. It's a type of thing.
Well, it was shorts and a top.
Yeah, and those can be connected, correct?
Yeah, one piece. A romper is a one piece.
Yeah. Nothing inappropriate showing. It's not tight. You know, it's not tight at the top of her legs, so that you might. You know, there's no groin action here. There's zero cleavage showing at all. She is completely and appropriately covered up, and I might say completely and appropriately dressed for somebody who's flying back from a Jamaican vacation to Miami.
Right.
They asked her to step off the plane, and they said they would not allow her back on unless she covered herself with a jacket, which she didn't have because she's been in freaking Jamaica. So they offered her a blanket that she could wrap herself in to walk back on the plane. What was so offensive about this doctor? And by the way, she happens to be a doctor. That didn't even matter. It didn't matter what her job was. The way she was treated is insane. What were they so afraid of her wearing this outfit? And don't you guarantee there were white people on this plane who were wearing things that were skimpier than this?
Well, Miami is, I mean, the shorts in Miami are like a, it's like a trope. They're just so tiny. They look like Two Life Crew videos.
Yeah, and I guarantee there were people on that plane coming back from that Jamaican vacation who were probably still wearing bikini tops that didn't have. But this is a 37-year-old woman asked to cover up in a blanket. Say something that makes me feel better, you guys.
This won't make you feel better. Maybe people listening to this are like, wow, this is all happening so much now. No, it's not happening so much now. If you talk to any person of color, they'll be like, no, you're just hearing about it more. This has been happening for decades upon decades upon decades. Nothing has changed. It's been like this the whole time, Bean.
I think it's
just hearing about it more.
And social media is obviously getting it out more.
It's being reported more.
We're a mess of a country.
Yeah. A mess. Well, like I said at the start,
Get out, lady!
I'm just helping the people right now who are about to email me and tweet me. Then
get out if you don't like it.
Hey, I've already done that. As I said at the beginning, though, I know there's been racism in almost every country as long as there have been people in this country. I understand that this is not a new problem. I guess what I'm saying is the frustration that I feel boils over when I see these stories that I just described all happened in the last week.
Yeah.
Okay. And we know there are hundreds others out there that didn't make the news. I feel like there should be something we could do.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Well, that guy's not wrong. I'll tell you that. How do you deal with it, Allie? How do you deal with it, Jensen?
Well, I
just
don't.
Just walk around feeling sad?
We're white.
I thought you meant, how do we deal with racism?
We don't deal with it.
How do you deal with the feeling, the frustration that I'm sure you feel as I do about stories like this every single day in the news?
Well, since I was a kid, because I grew up in Woodland Hills in Calabasas, which is not, you know, it's clearly not a very integrated area. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I always did it by just not falling into that trap. Like, I used to, as a kid, I had a black friend, and we used to be followed around the mall, and I was always like, what are we being followed by security? And I realized I never had done that. Like, they were following me because of him. They figured he was a shoplifter, I guess.
Right.
And so I just, you know, would ask, why are we being followed? And then the guy would stop following us. I just feel like you just kind of change.
All you can do is keep your side of the street.
Yeah, change
clean.
The mold, mm-hmm. you know, or do as much as you can to not have it around you. And if everyone did that, well, we'd be better.
Yeah.
But Allie, same thing?
Yeah, and I mean, there are times that I see things in the news and I'm like, oh, thank God my ovaries are dust. Thank God I don't have to raise a child in this world.
Stop looking at me.
Sorry about that. I can't even imagine. It's hard enough just growing up these times, but growing up with everything that's inundated, like just bam, 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 all day long, it's too much.
Where's our what history month? Where's our white Panthers? Where's the Watt and Decker cordless sander? Oh,
no. Good questions.
I guess, if anything, and it's a very, very tiny attempt to help, at least having this conversation may put it in some white person's brain the next time their impulse is to be afraid or the next time their impulse is to call the police because of a person of color doing something or just existing or barbecuing or having a picnic or whatever the next thing is. At least maybe someone will stop and think, am I reacting as a racist person here, and should I not do it?
No, there'll always be a barbecue Betty or a picnic Patty.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That will always happen.
Well, anyway, I apologize for starting a Friday like that, but mm-hmm. I just...
Friday.
I had to get it off my chest because it was just burning me up seeing this and seeing this doctor and her little 8-year-old kid crying.
Yeah, stop saying doctor because every time you do that, it sounds like you're excusing.
I'm not, and I said that. I said that. It doesn't matter what her occupation
is. Stop doing it, though.
Okay. She's got a physician's license, though.
Oh, you're saying she's not like Dr. Cosby? It's not like a fake doctor?
Exactly. Okay. Let's talk about today's All New Kevin Beecher, shall we?
That's what psychotics think. Ooh. It's what psychotics say.
Well, that seems extreme for a very good program I think we have today. We're going to check in with your Afro calls. Thank you for leaving those on the Kevin DeBean voicemail line. We appreciate that. We got the very funny comedian Eliza is going to be joining us in studio today. We always love a visit from her. Comic-Con passes for next week in San Diego. We got those as well. Jensen, true or false? New fast food report.
Eat
it. So no.
No, I'm ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. You intervened in a bad situation. You got involved. You were a social justice warrior. We're going to talk about somebody took that bagel boss guy to the ground the other day, and he needed it. So we want to find out if you were in that situation. Also, it's Friday. That means you get to keep it 100. We'll ask you to help us pick the music later in the show as well. And Allie's got our first. I believe Lightning had been overserved before he recorded that commercial, don't you guys?
Sounds like he's screaming.
That's our boy. Hey, Allie McKay.
Hey, Bean.
It's our first look at what's happening here on this Friday.
It's Friday. You need to stop that.
Come on, kids. Yeah, back me up here.
It's Friday.
It's okay. Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
So Lil Wayne, currently on tour with Blink 182 as they celebrate 20 years of their Enema of the State album. And things took a little bit of a turn last night in Bristow, Virginia.
Uh-oh.
Lil Wayne appeared to suggest that maybe playing to a smaller crowd was not for him. Because he's opening up for them, and sometimes you don't really go and see the opener. But maybe he in his head thought, oh, this is more of a co-headlining type of thing. We're going to have Blink's fans, my fans. So obviously it'll be at least, you know, somewhat packed at the beginning when he takes the stage. But he said this, please forgive me, but I am so not used to performing for a crowd. There's not too many, you know, like still, that's not my swag. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to do this tour, but make some noise for Blink 182 for including me anyway. This might be my last night, though. Let's go. And then he played for 15 minutes.
That is a terrible start to this tour.
Not
yeah,
good.
It is. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's scheduled to run through September.
Whoa.
So that's not good, you guys.
No.
By the way, I love that double bill.
Yeah,
I thought
I thought it made a lot of sense. I guess
I would absolutely be there early to see Lil Wayne.
Yeah, if you listen to his explanation, it does sound like he says, "I'm not used to playing for these crowds filing in." It sounds like he's saying a little, but he doesn't finish the sentence.
Uh-huh.
But I think he's just not stoked to see the full crowd.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which I guess if you're an opener, you kind of have to realize
that goes with the territory.
Yeah,
of course. But he's used to headlining.
Yeah,
right.
And he probably is. I mean, that's true. He's a headliner.
Yeah. He knew all this before he signed up and agreed to do it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you also assume, oh, my fans will turn up.
Right.
But
right.
Maybe his fans are like, I don't want to see Blink 182. You never know.
That's, anyone want to put a guess on when this tour breaks down? When there's a new opening act announced for Blink 182?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ty Dolla Sign.
Yeah. I don't know if they have a show tonight. It only says they're playing in Bangor, Maine on Saturday. So, I don't know. People in Maine. I mean, my parents are going to be so upset.
Oh, my God.
If they show up and Lil Wayne is not there.
Yeah. They've never seen a Millie live. They wanted to see it.
No, my dad's been, like, working on his lean concoction.
Yeah.
He's like, I got to bring this.
Make it happen.
Lil Weezy, the rapper that drinks lean?
Yeah, okay. He did. Supposedly
okay.
Clean now.
Okay, cool.
I went down this week to visit the Lil Wayne painting that I have had commissioned that will be hanging in my living room shortly.
Hmm. You went to visit it?
I went to visit it because it's still under construction. It's still being painted.
Oh.
But I went to visit it, yes. I'm so excited.
Well, don't.
I'm so excited that I'm going to have a, I don't know, 5 by 6 foot portrait of Lil Wayne in my living room.
You see that? You see that? You see how white people do?
I'll send pictures as soon as I get it home.
Can't wait
to
see those. Well, it might be your only time really looking at them in New Orleans.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You never know. So, not a good start to the tour, but we'll keep you posted if we hear anything. Some birthdays for you. Michelle Rodriguez, Topher Grace, Brock Lesnar, Steve Howie, and, Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
How's he doing?
They found him.
Yeah, he says he's fine. He's just reclusive now, which makes me sad.
All right. Well, we love you, Richard Simmons. And that's it.
Remember the No Doubt times, you guys?
I do. We sure do relive those a lot.
We do.
Well,
it's a happy time in all of our lives when No Doubt was a thing. That's Don't Speak on K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. We have a voicemail set up here at the Kevin and Bean Show that you can call us 24 hours a day at 323-520-AFRO. We get a lot of different calls on a lot of different topics, and we always appreciate when you call in. A few days ago, we presented to you a news story out of Philadelphia about a business that was trying to keep kids, especially teenagers, from loitering, from hanging out in their parking lot. So they hooked up a device called the Mosquito. And it made a sound that old people can't hear, but was very irritating to young people. We brought you this story, and here's the sound that we played. All right, now you old people probably couldn't hear that, but that's the sound that drives teenagers crazy, and we got a lot of response.
Well, no, that's the sound that we played.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that was the fake sound that we played that everybody could hear.
Yes.
But we drove people crazy. But people who didn't know it was fake at first called in, and they were very excited.
You guys, I'm really freaking out, and I'm really excited because I'm 27, and I heard that sound. That's the thing that you guys talked about today. You know, the one where people over 25 aren't supposed to hear. I'm 27. I heard it. I'm so happy. I could die.
So minutes later, we broke her heart with the news that, of course, everybody could hear it. Here's another call, same topic.
As somebody who is under 25 and could hear the sound, please stop playing it. I know you guys can't hear it. You think it's a joke, but it is the worst sound in the entire world. And you keep playing it. You know the whole point of that sound is to make kids freak out. And I'm freaking out. Stop playing it.
So we were playing a very annoying sound on purpose, Allie. Uh-huh. And then once we revealed, yeah, we were just kind of joking. There is a device like that. There is a sound that young people can hear and old people can't. This call came in.
Assholes. I thought I was special. I thought I could hear something special. You guys are assholes.
See, and people were, like, canceling their ear appointments. Sure. Like, things were happening. Yep. Ear appointments?
Why not?
Sure.
One more.
Hey, guys, just got through the segment with the noise that you can or can't hear depending on your age. And I got a noise for you. I want to see if you guys can hear it on a play for you. You ready? Moist. Did you hear it? Allie, did you hear it?
Mm-mm. I didn't.
He was saying moist. Moist, 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 moist.
Are you
going
to tell me
moist,
what
moist,
he was moist, saying?
Moist. He was saying moist.
Still can't hear you.
Still can't hear
you. Yeah,
it, huh?
Nope.
All right, let's see if you can hear this one. This one's also for you.
Hey, Allie, I will absolutely dribble your fribble.
Sir.
That's a very generous offer.
That is lovely. Thank you.
I told the tragic and sad story again about how, through no fault of my own,
no,
a baby bird
no
flew out of the nest and immediately got picked up by a much bigger bird and flown away with.
By all fault, murder. All fault of your own.
Had about 5 seconds of freedom before the bird took him away, and then his mom chased after it. I never saw any of them ever again.
So sad.
And this listener, I think, is calling to rub it in.
Hi, guys. Podcast listener. I just heard Bean retelling the story of the baby bird, RIP baby bird, a.k.a. pup. And I have a takeaway. Not only did the little bird die that day, but apparently so did the mom. Congrats on your double homicide, Bean.
Just
the
start
mom
calling
died
me OJ.
Too?
Well, we never saw her again. She went off chasing that bluebird.
Oh, no. There was probably a fight to the death.
Worst case scenario. God, I hope not.
Oh.
Where's our fearless leader, Kevin, today? He's in the hospital recovering from a skin graft after being bitten by a recluse spider. A lot of listeners have questions and comments on Kevin's spider bite.
Spider Kevin does whatever a spider Kevin does.
We're very disappointed that so far we have not seen any kind of superhero powers, right?
Not yet. Or he might be keeping them under wraps if he's smart.
Ooh, if he's right? Smart, yeah.
Yeah.
One more on the Kevin spider topic.
Can you imagine how heavy and unstable a Kevin Ryder bobblehead would be?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Oh,
mm-hmm.
He has less head than he did before.
Yeah.
They scraped some of it out for his neck. We played a game for Comic-Con the other day, and I think that's what this listener is referring to.
Beep, beep, beer mug, beep, beep, beer mug, beep, beep, beer mug, beep, beep, beer mug, but stay clear of his vagina.
Always good advice.
See, I think he was mixing up two games there.
Maybe. We do have more Comic-Con tickets later on this morning that you can win as well. Here's one more on the Beat Beer Mug game.
I want a Beat Beer Mug.
Oh, wow.
And this is a very enthusiastic young listener who we've never heard from before. He's never called the show before, but I like him very much. His name is Johnny. Let's see what he has to say.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? My name is Jonathan. Long time, first time.
Mm-hmm.
Love
Hi, John.
What you guys do. But more importantly, what Beer Mug does for you guys on a daily basis is quite astounding.
Is it?
I mean, you guys don't know the quality of talent you really have with him.
Wow.
and you should keep them around. But more importantly, when he came out with the Muggos Old Town Road remix, you guys only played it like once or twice. Come on, let's spin that. Let's get that into heavy rotation.
Yeah.
I want to hear that all day, every day. Let's go. Thank you, guys, and keep up the great work.
This listener, Jonathan, sounds like a very nice man and, of course, isn't Beer Mug.
No way.
Because he would have identified himself as so. But I think I'm with him. Let's do a little Beer Mug Old Town Road, shall we?
Yeah, I'm gonna take my ass to the Walmart store. I'm gonna spend till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my ass to the Walmart store. I'm gonna spend till I can't no more. Yo, it's Muggos, yeah, I'm back doing country trap. Fat is the new black, smoke tobacco 20 packs. Jimmy Dean is my main course, drink Budweiser for sport. Loving on my sister, having no remorse. Liberal pussies can't tell me nothing. They can't tell me nothing. This ain't fake news, baby, we ain't frontin'. No, we ain't frontin'. Foxworthy, the best actor. Cheese whiz on my cracker. So white, I get mistaken for Kevin and Bean Baxter. My cousins are my groupies. Sip shine in my jacuzzi. My niece is looking hot. And my grandma, she's a beauty. Libertarians ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing. This is America. We ain't frontin'. No, we ain't frontin'. I'm gonna take my ass to the Walmart store. I'm gonna spend till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my ass to the Walmart store. I'm gonna spend till I can't no more. Yeah! Sweet piggy, piggy, piggy! USA! USA! You might be a redneck if this is Muggos on the country track for the 21-9, and I'm out this bitch on my horsey. Yeah!
I mean, thank you, Jonathan, for reminding us to play that.
What a nice listener. 323-520-AFRR. Call us anytime. That's the Kevin and Bean voicemail. Coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, our friend Jensen Kerr brings us a new fast food report.
Mm-hmm.
Some good stuff we were going to want to eat, I bet. Also, comedian Eliza Schlesinger is going to be in studio with us. We'll give you a chance to help us pick the music with Keep It 100 and more Comic-Con passes as well. Allie is already trying to poo-poo this story, but I'm telling you, I want it to be true, Allie.
I've already packed my bags.
Come on. Me too.
Yeah.
I'm going.
I think I'm going too.
Look, I have said a million times on this radio program, and that's only a slight exaggeration, that even though I'm going to live to be 100, my biggest fear in the world is that I'm going to die before we get definitive proof of aliens visiting Earth. I want to be here for the aliens visiting Earth. I want to see them with my own eyes.
I'm okay? with you. Absolutely.
I really want to. So there's a Facebook group that now has over 400,000 people who have signed the pledge to storm Area 51 to uncover alien secrets. Or the way they put it, to see them aliens. And I am down with that. I don't know how many people, I mean, look. It only takes a second for somebody to put their name on a Facebook page. I don't know how many people legitimately would show up for this thing.
18.
At 3 a.m. on September 20th near the top secret U.S. Air Force Base. By the way, how's that time selected? 3 a.m. on September 20th.
I'm also concerned it's no longer top secret. Telling them when and what time you'll be showing up does sort of, you know, hurt your chances of getting through.
Well, no, the Air Force Base is top secret. Look, stuff is going on.
that helped.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, the Area 51, although some things have been declassified, since 1955 it has been there, chosen by the CIA as among one of the things they do admit, a testing site for things like the Lockheed U-2, and other aircraft have been tested there. But we all know that's where the bodies are, you guys. We all know the aliens are there. We know whatever they found at Roswell was sent there. We know there's probably dozens, maybe hundreds.
Well, we know this is real, this event, because it's hosted by the S posting, because I'm in shambles page, where they post memes, and a guy named Smiley Cun is the one who posted it originally, who streams video games on Twitch. So this is all on the up and up.
Yeah, for sure. And the way that they're going to run in, it definitely, like, they have a whole plan,
Describe the Naruto run, because I am unfamiliar with this.
Your arms are stretched behind you, like in the Japanese anime series, and therefore and I quote, "You move faster than their bullets." Yeah, this is completely legit, Bean.
I think it's legit too.
By the way, imagine seeing a guy running down the street with his arms strictly back behind him, running as fast as he can, head down.
Faster than bullets.
Yeah. But you don't understand. They're going to see them aliens.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Let me ask you guys this question, and then I will tell you the story about the time Kevin and Bean went undercover in the middle of the night to go try to discover something at Area 51, because we did that, you guys. Let me ask you this. What would happen if, I don't know, 1,000 people showed up for this thing? Okay, there's 400,000 have signed the pledge so far. Mm-hmm. Let's say a tiny fraction of that. Let's say 1,000 people show up and they storm the gates at Area 51. What do you think the military guards there are going to do? Are they going to shoot all of us? No. Well, some of us are going to get through.
Well, since they've given them the time, 3 a.m. September 20th, mm-hmm. uh-huh. they will probably get beanbag bullets ready so that mm-hmm. they can shoot them with these sort of riot police. Mm-hmm. And yes, they can stop 1,000 people.
But okay, how about 5,000 people? How about 10,000 people? There is a number.
Well, you got me now. I'm out.
I feel like you're trying to incite a riot, Bean.
No, I'm not at all.
That's what I'm picking up.
I'm trying to get to the truth because I'm not going to let the man hide this from us anymore.
Well, the truth is out there. We know this.
The truth needs to be in here, though. We need to find out what that truth is.
This anarchist has taken over the show.
Look, I've seen on Game of Thrones that if you throw enough people at a battle, you're eventually going to get through. And I'm just saying there is a number. It's just like swarming. It's like if you ever see those videos where 40 people go into a convenience store at the same time, all hell breaks loose. There's no way the owner and the one employee on staff can contain that many people.
Welcome back to the Kevin and Che Guevara show.
All right. So years ago in the 90s, Kevin and I used to do a lot of dumb stuff. And we decided that we were going to get to the bottom of this Area 51. I don't know why we thought that we were the guys that they were going to find and tell all the secrets.
It makes perfect sense.
But we drove out there in the middle of the night, like at 3 a.m., ready to record whatever happened. And I don't remember now if our plan was to hop a fence or what we were going to do. But I'm telling you, we weren't 3 miles from Area 51 in the pitch black darkness when out of nowhere, all of these army dudes showed up with vehicles and with flashlights and with guns. We couldn't get anywhere near that thing.
Yeah, but were you in the car or were you running with your arms back behind you?
Yeah.
See,
could you beat
I didn't
bullets?
Try that.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to be faster than the bullets. We were in a car and my memory is, God, I wish Kevin was here because he'd probably remember
Rest
this
in
better.
Peace.
My memory
Yeah, Kevin's
is...
memory is awesome.
I'm sure it's better now, too.
Now that they've taken out part of his brain?
Yeah.
My memory is that we were driving with our lights out. Like, we were being as low-key as possible.
That's not low-key. That's the opposite of low-key.
No, because we were trying to sneak up on the Area 51 base. But what I'm telling you is we didn't get anywhere near. We couldn't even see the fence from where we were. And out of nowhere, like out of the jungle.
Yeah,
because your lights were off, you creep. You should have been driving normal when they pull you over.
Exactly.
Is there a Dave and Buster's around here? Like, you should have been lost. You should have been a gay couple together driving trying to find a Dave and Buster's, but instead you're sitting there pretending that, you know, like, oh, we gotta hide, we're ghost car.
I was just so surprised, though, that they had that level of security that far away from the actual base.
Bean, it's 24-hour surveillance with armed guards in, like, you have no idea the radius that people are.
What are they hiding, Allie? Why are you continuing to allow them to hide this from us, the public? We deserve to know.
I never thought we'd go full Alex Jones.
Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us, you guys. Come with us. Let's see them aliens. How about the Smashing Pumpkins in Chicago? We are going to hook you up today here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's K-Rock Road Trip 2019, destination number 3. You qualify by winning tickets to see the local show along with Noel Gallagher and AFI. A great triple bill at the end of August at the Five Point. Hang on for your chance to win. Miss Allie McKay.
What's going on?
What's going on indeed?
Well, we do a live show here, so there's a lot of moving parts. Sometimes people are late. You have to kind of fill something in that time. Sometimes people cancel altogether. Then you have an open spot. Mm-hmm. You just kind of have to roll with it. It's a little different when you're doing a show, like a TV show, where now you only have one guest for the night and that person cancels. Which is what happened to Conan O'Brien last night. He was supposed to have Kumail Nanjiani on to talk about his new movie, Stuber, as we were as well. But he canceled on us, which we were like, oh, that's understandable.
No biggie.
He's got to do Silicon Valley. He's going to be, you know, too busy right now. But he canceled on Conan O'Brien 25 minutes before they were taping.
That's a nightmare.
Which is a complete and utter nightmare. But I think that Conan handled it in the best way possible.
The plan was to have Kumail Nanjiani on the show tonight. Then, literally, half an hour ago, we get a call, and he's fine, everything's fine. He's shooting Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And there was some kind of snafu in their shooting schedule.
And he's got to work.
And he has work to do, and he didn't get released. He's in Marina Del Rey shooting a scene, and he can't get here. We were trying to think of when has this happened before.
Yeah.
Has this ever happened before? And then we realized one time, and I think it was in like 1996, about, what would you say, Jeff? Like around 1996, something like that? Maybe 15, 20 minutes before the show started, we got a call from our guest, and it was Liza Minnelli, and she said she couldn't make it. So Liza Minnelli canceled, and she's known, you know, she's a great artist.
Right.
But she's known for sometimes flaking out.
It's troublesome, yeah.
Troublesome. So Liza Minnelli, and now in that same category of troublesome diva, Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me recap. We're a show now that's changed our format, and we're now a show that has one guest a night. Now, for the 25-year run of our show, when we were an hour, we would just take the second guest and move them up, and they'd be the first guest, and no one would really be the wiser. But when you're a show that's based on just interviewing one guest, and that guest doesn't show up, you're really screwed.
He then went on to say, well, at least we have a clip from the movie Stuber that he was coming to promote. And he goes, but do you think I'm playing that? Absolutely not. You're not here. You canceled on us. I'm not going to promote your movie now. What I'm going to do instead is promote a movie that will be going up against you. And he played a clip of The Lion King.
That's great.
And he goes, this little indie movie, perhaps some of you haven't heard of. Oh, goodness. So what wound up happening is, I don't know if you've watched Conan and seen his assistant, who is a delight,
she's
Sona.
She's a big part of the podcast.
She's one of the co-hosts of his podcast. She's such a delight. She was told, here's her tweet, Jeff Ross, who's the producer there, not the Jeff Ross we know, but Jeff Ross told me to get into makeup 20 minutes before the show today and nothing else. Then Andy Richter threatened to ruin me right before I went on stage. Now I'm sipping champagne at my desk, celebrating myself. I adore her. I didn't watch the show. I only saw the main clip online of the intro, but oh, good Lord, you guys. That is a scary thing. When somebody canceled.
Well.
Yeah, canceled it. What? Handled it very well. Words are hard.
He used to always get Simon Helberg from
Big Bang.
So whenever they would have a guest drop out, that's why
he
Simon was always on Conan.
Oh, that's
so funny. And he liked going on. And
That's what Letterman did with Regis.
Yeah, and they do that with Ben Schwartz and people over at Gordon, too. Mm-hmm. It's like guys they know will come through
and
be a great
Rolodex,
guest.
Yeah, give them a call. That's
Do you remember
funny.
How many times Adam Carolla was on Jimmy Kimmel's show in the first year?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Once a week.
Oh, I love it so very much. All right, you guys, some birthdays for you. Michelle.
It's weird that you love something Conan did.
I know.
Allie,
it's
that's
very
so
strange.
Not on brand for
very
you.
Very strange.
Yeah.
I love him so much. Topher Grace, Richard Simmons, Michelle Rodriguez, Brock Lesnar, and Steve Howie. Happy birthday, guys. And
speaking of Blink 182.
Mm-hmm.
Their old friend and ours, Tom DeLong, is going to be joining us in studio next week on the Kevin and Bean Show.
He might rush to
aliens.
Find them aliens.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get him on board with the plan.
Yeah.
Need them aliens.
Very excited about Tom. I think it's Wednesday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's been a while since we've had him in, so that will be fun. Speaking of friends, Eliza will be joining us next hour here on K-Rock, as well as your chance to win tickets to go see Comic-Con next week in San Diego. Jensen, I'm awfully hungry right now. Can you do anything for me?
Oh, yeah. I have the fast food report.
KROQ 106.7 FM, through the magical wonderment of radio airwaves, brings you the fast food report. with your dude with the lowdown on chain restaurant food, Jensen Karp.
Pooped my pants.
He'll get his hands dirty with grease and face covered in cheese. He's your direct line to delicacies and calories. He's Jensen Karp. Take it away, Gumshoe.
Oh, thanks, Detective Omar. Hey, guys.
I no longer have an appetite after that.
I'm very excited this week. I think I have some good food on the menu. First, nowadays the trend in pizza has most people running away as fast as they can from carbs, things like the popular cauliflower crust. But one pizzeria in New Jersey called Via Italian Kitchen is doubling down with what they call just the crust. That's right. It's six pieces of pizza crust, just the very tops of the slices, all assembled in a cardboard triangle to-go box, which sounds like something a seagull would be picking at on the beach more than a snack. We know that the crust is everyone's favorite part of the pizza, so skipping straight to selling pizza crust only seemed like the perfect idea, said their marketing director, about what essentially at their core are very sad breadsticks. Starting next week, you can get the assortment for $2.75 or maybe just buy bread. That's up to you. But I still have to ask, crust it or bust it, eat it or beat it. Let's start with Mugs.
You know what? I've never been a big fan of the crust unless it's unless it's like just doused in tomato sauce and cheese and garlic. But this just sounds bland. This sounds terrible. So I'm going to say, beat it, kid. Beat it.
Big shock that Mugs is first is a beat it. Allie, eat it or beat it.
As you know, I am allergic to dairy. Do I chance it for a pizza? Hell yes, I do.
Wow. Pizza crust, though.
I will say this about the crust. I love it so much.
Whoa.
Really?
I'm eating the hell out of it.
Shocker there.
Yeah.
Little twist. You want to break the tie, Bean?
For me, they leave out the best part of the pizza, which is the pizza. This is big hat, no cattle. I am way no on this.
All right, he's out. Okay, moving on. And while we're on the subject of selling just one element from a dish, may I take you to Jakarta, where you can purchase, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
KFC chicken skin. Yeah, that's right. Just the greasy, salty skin from the Colonel's original recipe chicken pieces are now available in a bag at six different locations in Indonesia.
Just a bag.
They hand you a bag with skin in it for those looking for the quickest and most effective way to clog your arteries. Now you can buy 12 pieces of skin for just 99 cents, which no matter how gross you think it sounds, that is kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
There are no current plans to bring it to the U.S., although a representative told Business Insider that KFC chicken skin could show up elsewhere in the future. So I ask you, is this skin or sin? In other words, eat it or beat it. Let's start with Bean.
I already have bags of skin hanging in my home anyway, so it seems like this would be something I would like. But no, again, the best part of KFC is the chicken. I love the skin, but not on its own. I will not eat it.
Okay. Allie, what are you thinking? Eat it or beat it?
I love me some KFC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a whole bag of just skin. I want the chicken with that skin.
Okay.
I'm going to beat it.
Beat it.
But the truth is, I think if we weren't being judged, you'd eat... I don't know if you'd eat a bag of skin, but like the skin's good.
I'd eat a few.
Right.
With
okay.
a side of mashed potatoes.
If you were drunk or whatever.
What?
Mugs.
Give it to me. Give me all the skin in the world. Eat it, eat it, eat it.
Yeah. See,
love it.
Up his alley. I did feel like I was lucky to have him in the room for that one. Moving on. Now, every time you eat fast food, you're sort of gambling in a way, right? The odds are always around 35% that the meal you're currently eating will shoot out of your butthole within the next hour.
Wow.
But now Swedish Burger King is taking those casino odds to the next level. Get ready for the 50-50 menu. Now customers will order a Whopper or a crispy chicken sandwich from the new 50-50 menu, and as a result, you may receive a new plant-based Rebel Whopper or a new plant-based Rebel Chicken King or the actual meat-based originals. You don't know what you'll get because they're so sure that you're not going to be able to tell the difference between that with your taste buds. They just aren't going to tell you. Does this make sense?
Oh, yeah.
The only way to find out is by using a BK phone app to scan a barcode on your box. That way you'll know if you had the, you know, alternative or the original for the final answer. So I ask you, are you ready to roll the dice or are you already thinking twice? Eat it or beat it. Allie, we'll start with you.
I mean, either way, you're getting something you like because you're getting the original or you're getting the plant-based. So I'm going to say I love gambling and I love burgers. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Mugs?
Yeah. I like how Burger King is, you know, trying to spread the good word of vegetarianism and veganism.
Yep.
And I love the taste of all of it. Yeah. I love it.
So
and
you
I love,
wouldn't even matter.
It wouldn't even matter. And I love tricking people. Say, here, have a piece of this hamburger. Ha ha, it's plant-based. Wow, I didn't even know.
Do you ever do it opposite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
screw
fun.
They
vegetarians
hate
love
right?
that.
So I'm going to go ahead and say, eat it.
Yeah.
Now, the only person this truly matters to is mm-hmm. our friend Bean.
Yeah.
Because he himself is a vegetarian, so this is an actual gamble for him.
He could get double meat.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
Be
sick. Yeah. Yeah, if I know that I have the plant-based option, I'm going to go ahead and get that and not take the risk of accidentally ordering the chicken. So I think I pass on this, but I applaud the creativity of what they're doing, which is to point out to people that the plant-based food has come a long way,
yeah.
and many people can't tell the difference anymore.
What a wuss, though, right?
Yeah, totally.
Now, we were all shocked when Bean announced that he'd be moving to London, walking away from the job he loves. But that's before we learned of the strawberry donut frappuccino. It's at Starbucks currently, exclusively in the UK. This drink features a blend of donut crumbles, milk and ice, all layered on top of a strawberry puree and finished with whipped cream and freeze-dried strawberry toppings. Woo! Sounds good to me. They are currently, they have no plans to bring it to the U.S. It'll be available until September 4th overseas. So, Bean, you might want to look into just abandoning your two houses and your pets and getting there as soon as possible. So I ask, are you into the donut holes or is this a donut? No, drink it or sink it. Bean first.
I love the idea of it. I'm not a big strawberry fan. Mm. If they made this in chocolate, I'd be all about it. But I say I'm going to beat it.
Sink it.
It's actually sink it, just so you
I
know.
I think I'm going to sink it.
So that we continue with having the format. Mm-hmm. Allie, drink it or sink it.
Is there coffee involved in it?
There is none. This is like, it's a frappuccino, so it's got a little bit. But it's, you know, the way that our friend Kevin drinks coffees.
Yeah.
They're like desserts.
But coffee still exists?
A little bit. Yeah. Oh, in life?
Yeah.
Yes. I have not changed the rules of the world.
Okay. Sink this bitch.
Sink it.
All right. Sink this bitch.
I love me some strawberries. Okay. I love me some donuts. Mm-hmm. And I love me some frappuccinos. Give me an IV. Let me mainline that stuff. I will drink it.
Drink it.
All right. Last two. Now, I know I usually stick to items that are found at fast food chains or franchises, but I couldn't pass this Walmart exclusive that puts a twist on your favorite pastry. Say hello to the limited edition Hostess Orange Cream Pop Twinkies. It's a classic golden sponge cake now with an orange cream center filling, like an orangesicle surrounded by sweet, sweet bread. Each cake comes individually wrapped. You can get them for 10 at a time for $2.50, but they're limited edition, but we all know Twinkies last forever, so who cares? With this in mind, it's that time I ask, is this a dream come true or a cream without a clue? Eat it or beat it. Let's start with Mugs.
Yeah, you know, you have it when it's cold. You have it when it's room temperature. Give it all to me. I will eat it.
Eat it.
Wow.
What?
Well, I'm talking about the orange 50-50 bar.
At the end of the day, eat it or beat it. He said eat it. I'm fine. Allie, eat it or beat it.
Nothing about that interests me. I'm going to beat it.
That was a shocker. Bean?
Did I miss here? It was Twinkie related, right?
Twinkie. It is a Twinkie with an orange cream.
Say no more. Say no more. I'm in. Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. I agree.
Would you do it warm or room temperature, though? Like,
that's the real question.
I go either way.
Will you do it warm or room temperature? Tell me. Warm or room temperature? Start with Allie. When I was in high school, a senior told me that all Outback Steakhouse locations force their waiters and waitresses to speak in an Australian accent to take your order, which I was very excited about. I ran to one near my house. I thought it had a real medieval times kind of place to it. I walked in and figured out as they were ready to take my order, and the waiter spoke in what sounded like a Tarzana accent.
Mm-hmm.
I was having my chain pulled. But because of that visit, I was introduced to the incredible Bloomin' Onion appetizer, the crown jewel of their menu.
Oh, the best.
So they've extended this into a brand new Bloomified menu, which includes the Bloomin' Fried Chicken. It's a boneless chicken breast hand-battered in Outback original Bloomin' Onion seasoning, fried until golden brown, and drizzled with spicy signature Bloom sauce, served with homestyle mashed potatoes and a fresh seasonal veggie, $15.99. So I ask, are you down with the bloom or filled with doom? Eat it or beat it. Let's start with Mugs. And Mugs, come up with a weird way to say it.
I have a really big erection right now.
Oh.
Oh.
Bloom it, baby. Let's do this.
Wow. I mean, he did find a weird way to say it.
Sure did.
He sure did. I mean, it's all uncomfortable.
Allie, it's up to you. You could use an Australian accent if you like. Eat it or beat it.
I'm going to eat it, mate.
That works. Bean, what are you thinking?
I don't think it's for me.
Well, that was not where I thought we were going. That was the Fast Food Report.
Signing off for KROQ 106.7 FM. That was the Fast Food Report with Jensen.
Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Hey!
No? It didn't work.
Hey, it's 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ on the Kevin Bean Show for a Friday. By the way, our man Kevin has checked in
from the hospital. He is recovering nicely, expects to go home this afternoon, and we expect to see him back here in the studio on the show on Monday.
That's when the infection hits, you know what I mean? Like, well, right when you think you're getting out.
I hope you're wrong
Good
about that.
God.
Sounds like he's fine.
Wow.
Guys.
I got dark.
What are we going to do with Chris Morgan? What are we going to do with this guy? He claims he is the Martin Luther King Jr. of short people. Mm-hmm. He has taken it upon himself to, I don't know what, educate the rest of us that he is discriminated against because he's only 5 feet tall? Is that what he's trying to do with all these videos?
Yeah, I listened to his first real interview yesterday on the Breakfast Club over there in New York. And he also said, he's not only the Martin Luther King for short people, for all people. And he did that after he made a snide remark about how immigrants shouldn't be in our country. So he's a
charming young man.
He's a real blast, yeah. And he's gross. Also, one other thing. He had a YouTube channel that basically got taken down yesterday. It was filled with these. Mm-hmm. He had confrontations in like dozens of different stores, 7-Elevens, people randomly on the street. He's just like a confrontation monster.
Yeah, angry.
Yeah.
So it's not that anyone is even doing anything to him. It seems to me like he's even instigating the problem. Like, for instance, the clip that went viral this week, he's in a store in New York called The Bagel Boss. Mm-hmm. Nobody even brings up his complaint about how he is treated because of his height. Somebody else, another customer in the store, is filming when he starts with this.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Okay, that's the perfect response.
It was,
Nobody
really
is saying that to you.
Yeah, if she started filming and asked him why he's denigrating these women that are working there. That was the beginning of the video.
The reason is because he believed they didn't know how to make egg whites, just so you know.
Okay. Well, then this makes sense.
Yeah, reasonable guy. Mm-hmm.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip.
Okay, I understand there may be some frustrations when you look like this guy and you're 5 feet tall. You're not gonna
4'11".
Okay, you're not going to be automatically attractive to every woman, but you know what you could do is develop some kindness and some empathy and some personality and some manners and some decency, and I guarantee women would be nice to you.
He has none of those abilities.
He has none of those things. He continues his tirade in the bagel shop.
Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside?
Okay, that's a weird move for me if I'm 5 feet tall.
4'11".
4'11". I'm not sure I'm threatening to take the guy outside and settle this on the sidewalk, but Chris is.
Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared.
Enough.
You shut up, too.
Just shut the fuck up.
Go ahead and attack me, big
dog. Oh, my God.
How I got in the middle of it. So he says, I mean, he invites being attacked, and then what happens is a guy in the store takes him to the ground, attacks him. He intervenes, essentially, because this guy's an asshole, and because this guy's making it very uncomfortable for the people who are in the store, and in particular, the female employees that are working at the store.
Did you guys see that Inside Edition interviewed him, and they sent their 6'3" female reporter?
Awesome.
It looks insane.
That's awesome. So the topic is you intervened in public in a situation where you decided that you weren't going to have it anymore. Somebody was either behaving badly, speaking inappropriately, instigating a fight, whatever it is, you decided to step in. It wasn't your business, but you made it your business.
Yeah.
That's what we want to talk about here at 1-800-520-1067. Dave, our producer, King of Mexico, this has been you?
Yeah. A Mother's Day a couple years ago, we were coming out of a restaurant in Pasadena, and we saw a domestic dispute. Mm. And it was about to get physical with their kid right in the middle of it. And me and my brothers decided that, you know, obviously we can't let this stand. So
not on my watch.
No, we intervened. We didn't get, like, aggressive or anything. We just, you know, asked them to stop yelling and at each other. And I got the man, and he was, like, about to get violent. And I was like, you know, think about what you're doing. Look at your kids here. We stepped in, and I asked, what's the problem? How can we help? How can we stop this? And the lady was saying, I just want to get home with my kid, and he won't let me call an Uber. So I convinced the man to let her grab his phone, get an Uber, waited for the Uber to come, watched the woman and child get in the Uber and leave, and then asked the man to go somewhere else. And And he did, and he was calm by that point. So I thought this took all about a whole half hour, you know, this whole situation. So, and this is not something I rarely do. Like, I'm not trying to jump into people's business, but but seeing these people with their kid in the middle, it just, I don't know, like, I didn't even think about it. I just went in, and so did my brother, and I don't know.
But you diffused the situation, and you made both parties stop and think about how it was escalating out of control.
Yeah, and we didn't like, you know, get involved all aggressively, and I think that was the key point, is we just, I just started talking to the guy, like, yo, dude, think about it, like what's going on? It's, you know, it's Mother's Day, like here's your kid with his mom. So
I don't know how you're in this bagel shop with this guy though, and not intervene.
Yeah, I don't know how this ends without you holding him down.
I mean, I don't know if I would have punched the guy. But
I don't think he. I've watched the video. I don't think he really gets punched. I think he gets tackled and held down.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it was kind of the right thing if he thought it was going to get violent. But also, it's over egg whites, guys. So keep that in mind. When I was a kid, we in an intersection, we saw two cars get really close to hitting each other. One turning left, one going straight. They didn't end up hitting each other at the intersection, but they got really close. And one of the dudes gets out of his Porsche, like 911 Carrera or whatever, gets out, and he's like a muscular bodybuilder. And I was like, and I was like a kid. And then the other dude got out of his car, and he was taller and buffer.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. And it was like a WWE match in the middle of the intersection. And so they started going to like really pushing each other and going to blows in the middle of the street.
Wow.
So my dad hops out of my dad's like a Brooklyn, New York, like, you know, basically nowhere near these guys' stature. And my dad got in the middle of them and stopped them from fighting.
And split them up?
He did.
Oh, wow.
Nowadays, I'm sure it wouldn't end as clean as it did. But my dad really did break them up. Cops came. And then
what did he do? Talk him down?
No, he like got in the middle, put his arms out, and then he talked him down. Yeah.
Wow.
All in front of me. I was like, that was cool.
That's
yeah,
a cool
Dad.
Lesson.
Now he would
Jensen?
Be ruining my chances of being on World Star, which would have made me furious. But at the time, I thought he was a hero.
Let's take one call before the break. We invite you, if you've ever gotten in the middle of somebody else's business, you intervene to break something up. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. I know we have a lot of nice listeners who have done this, so I'm eager to hear the stories. Let's make Samantha up first, though. She's in Lomita. Samantha, thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You heard something in this story that made you think of something you did, huh?
I did. How's it going, guys?
I was
shopping at Trader Joe's in just my normal neighborhood store, and some lady, you know, given the state of the country right now, this is about a year ago, some lady comes in, and she's looking at a mom with her children, and they all the daughters have headscarves on, and she starts flipping out and starts telling her it's illegal to wear a headscarf in this country and she's going to be fined.
Oh, my God.
And how offensive it is. And I just turned around and I told her off. I just told her you can't do that. You can't discriminate on people like that. And finally got her kicked out of the store, called the manager. They won't let her back into that Trader Joe's. It was
But Samantha, did you stop
really
to think
bad.
About what would happen if another person is wearing a headscarf in a grocery store? I mean, all hell breaks loose then.
Oh, seriously, right? Oh, my gosh. It was so, so, so upsetting. And the woman's daughters were, like, probably, like, 9 years old, and they're just watching this woman just degrade their mother. It was awful.
Yeah. I'm glad you spoke up for them. You absolutely did the right thing. Thank you, Samantha.
If you're going to be like closed-minded, pick a market other than Trader Joe's, you idiot.
Yeah, you're not going to get any support.
No.
There's a lot more Samanthas than there are you. 1-800-520-1067. When did you intervene? Your call's next on K-Rock. This guy in New York, Chris Morgan, in the viral video at the Bagel Boss, what do you think his incentive is, Jensen, to put all these videos up where he looks so bad?
He is mentally ill. There is no way to have an incentive or common sense. I like I said, I listened to his interview yesterday, and this person, even when they're trying to reason with him, listen, you know, bring positivity around you, and the reason women don't like you isn't your height. It's because of this personality you're putting forth. He doesn't even hear that.
I don't think this is something I think about all the time. We always say, oh, they're mentally ill. And that's an excuse. This person is a problem. Let's have some empathy. Sometimes people are just complete a-holes.
Yeah.
And I think this guy is just a complete a-hole.
I would think that, but in the interview, you'll realize I don't want to have any sympathy for him. I think he should be like in a mental home kind of thing. I don't think he should be out in public. If you hear the interview, there's like a gear missing. And also, I think it's the same gear that like has people shoot up like movie theaters because some woman like dissed
them.
No,
these are incels. Yeah. These are just a-holes.
Yeah.
Let's not make them mentally ill. They just are entitled, toxic men
that
they are entitled to a woman's attention.
I just want them in a home.
Well, he did say, attack me, and somebody obliged. So that's what we're talking about here, is you intervened in a situation. It wasn't your business, but you made it your business because you had to. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Derek. He's on line 3, and he is in Valencia, up first here in this segment on the Kevin and Bean Show. Derek, what'd you see? What'd you do?
Yeah, so some years back, I was leaving a high school hockey game with a buddy of mine, walking through the lobby, and there was sort of a little scrawny kid kind of wearing a trench coat sort of look, and as we're leaving, 6 other kids started pushing him around, got him to the ground, kind of started hitting him. So me and I kind of stopped my buddies. We were walking down the stairs and said, this isn't right. So we turned back around, went up there. I'm a larger guy. I kind of pulled one of the kids, the more aggressor, off of this little trench coat kid and pushed him up against the wall. Another kid jumped on my back, so my buddy threw him off of my back, and then we kind of just got in the middle, and the kid, little trench coat kid, kind of ran away as we held off these 6 other kids that were sort of hitting him and kicking him.
You know, nice. A couple of years ago, there was a question on the internet about whether you could take 25-year-olds. It sounds like you answered the question and you were able to do it.
I was a few years out of high school, not many, 3 or 4 years out of high school maybe, and the trench coat kid was probably a sophomore in high school, and then the other kids were probably juniors or seniors, so I would say me and my buddy held our own against 6 high schoolers.
You guys found a way to have a hockey fight outside of a hockey rink. Right,
exactly. Yeah.
Thank you
more
for the call,
than
Derek.
The game itself was.
I'm sure the kid had appreciated that you intervened. You were the right place at the right time. Let's go to line 5, Los Angeles. Let's say hi to Paul up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Paul, what's happening, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Basically, one day, a group of friends and I went to go paintballing. And there was an altercation. Supposedly, someone on the paintball field ripped off another guy's family crest, which is on a necklace, given by his grandfather who passed away. So, obviously, shoving ensued, and it spilled onto the parking lot, where the guy who got his necklace ripped off ran to his car and pulled out a gun.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah, as soon as I saw the gun, I was yelling on top of my lungs, like, hey, man, like, think about what you're doing right now. It's not worth it. I know it's a family crest, but you know, you're probably going to go to jail if you do this. And I was just holding his hand so he doesn't pull the gun out fully. And I was just telling him, you better get the hell out of here, man. Like, you're causing a big scene. And within, like, that 30 seconds, I was talking to him and yelling at him. I guess he snapped into consciousness and basically just booked it in his car.
Jeez.
Wow.
You could have literally saved a murder, man. I mean, that is... It's also one thing to have the wherewithal and the skills to talk somebody down, but I mean, you had your hand on him, preventing him from pulling out a gun. That takes a tremendous amount of bravery on your part.
Yeah, it was pretty intense, but I knew he wasn't going to do anything to me, and his anger was towards the guy who ripped off his chain, basically.
Did you win at paintball that day?
Did you what?
Did you win at paintball?
I win every day.
Okay.
Come on now.
Paul.
All he does is win.
Yeah.
Come on, Allie. It's Paul.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do one more. I don't want to get too heavy on this. Let's try Zach. He's in Huntington Beach. He's on line 2 here on the World Famous Kirak. Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Thanks so much for listening. You know the topic on the table. What do you have to add?
Yeah. So this year, I was at the Long Beach watching Full Board Kids. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the audience. I was up front. There's, you know, all ages. There's a couple, like, younger girls in front of me. And some drunk dude was kind of causing problems with all the women and people in the audience. And he just walks right up to this girl and slaps her right on the ass. And that's, I almost lose it. Like, I get in his face, like, dude, what's your problem? That girl could be your daughter's age. And when she responds, I don't care. And... like, it just blew my mind that this guy had to do that. And I'm, like, talking to other people around, like, this guy's this guy, because they're looking at me, like, basically bright red. And it kind of becomes a little bit of a mob justice deal to where the point that his friend kind of grabs him. Like, bro, you're going to get arrested and go to jail for a long time. We got to get you out of here.
Yeah, I mean, look, the dude's a sexual predator in public.
Yeah.
And it's great to hear that you had a bunch of other people around you that were kind of on your side and letting this guy know that that is not okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I talked with the girl after that, and I was, like, making sure she was okay and her friend okay, and we moved them in front of us, so, like, one, be closer to the crowd, but two, they could be kind of surrounded by people that were going to make sure she
That's
could
cool.
enjoy the show in a safe manner.
That's
but
real cool.
I don't think it really helped.
All right, we're losing you on the phone, Zach, so we're gonna say goodbye and wish you a good weekend, but thank you for stepping up for that young lady, and thanks for calling as well. All right, quick break. Allie's got What's Happening, and this is the very special That's My Jam edition, Allie. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then we got Comic-Con tickets to give away, and then one of our favorite guests, Eliza, is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock. Are we doing the party machine today? I didn't realize that was happening. No one kicks off a Friday. No one gets you into a weekend like the Kevin and Bean show with songs like that one. Let's turn it around, Allie, with this What's Happening. We got some very special music to talk about this week.
Yeah, we do this every Friday around this time where we all pick a song, maybe something that just came out new, maybe something that just came across your shuffle and you're like, I love that song. And then we compile it. Every member of the Kevin and Bean Show adds a song and we put it on our That's My Jam playlist. You can find that at Kevin and Bean on all social media. You're going to have new songs in your ears every single Friday. And we do this for free, you guys. Mm-hmm. We give you these songs for free.
What?
I know. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
You're missing out on an opportunity.
Kevin is not here. He's in the hospital dealing with his brown recluse spider bite, which sounds like a story, but it's real. And that's what happened. But he said he was listening on Shuffle, and this came across, and he's like, oh, I remember that. It's Cypress Hill with Mike Shinoda, Carry Me Away. I hurt somebody and I was stuck in a cell. And I regret all those times that I put it through hell. When I reflect back on those days, my heart aches. And everybody I lost the letdown. I wish I could take it all back and make it better. But I can't, so I'm trying to make amends.
It's not new, but it still sounds great.
Still
absolutely
good, yeah. Yeah, that's the whole point of this. It could be something from decades ago, but you're like, oh man, that's my jam. Hence the title of our Spotify playlist. Bean, you're up next.
I'm glad you said it could be decades ago. I've got a Louis Armstrong in the Hot 5 track from 1927 I've been wanting to get on. a band that I love called The Bird and the Bee has a very unusual covers album coming out. Last year, they put out an album of all Hall & Oates covers. This year, they're doing one on Van Halen. And they have recorded Hot for Teacher, Allie. And you will love this so much because Beck drops by and does the spoken word part where he says, class, today we're studying Moby Dick, open to page 69. This is Beck who does this on the song.
I love it.
And then Bird and the Bee jump in with their Van Halen, and I think this is fun. I think of all the education that I missed, but then my homework was never quite like this. Got it bad. A whole album of Van Halen covers from The Bird and the Bee.
I'm going back and listening to their Hall & Oates album. Are you kidding me? Yes, please. Excellent. Jensen, you're switching things up here.
I am. I want to play my song first, and then I want to explain who it is. So this is my jam for the playlist. All my time is meant to fall in love. Why won't you confess to all of us? Drink, drum on my neck, it's all the best. I ain't get those texts, you know I'm sorry.
Love is simple, it's all good, till the crescendo. Till they wake up and switch, we ain't playing Nintendo.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That's my jam. Song. That's song. Now, that's what do you got to tell us about it?
That is Jaden Smith, guys, featuring his sister Willow. I think anyone who hates Jaden Smith has not followed his career over the past few years, when he's been basically kind of pushing the boundaries, being a rich kid who doesn't need to do anything. Mm-hmm. He's went out of his way. Willow, I have a whole theory on, which has been proven at this point, that she shaved her head in her childhood when Whip My Hair Back and Forth came out, because her parents wanted her to go on tour with Jay-Z, and she didn't want a musical career. These two kids have had their head on straight the entire time, and no one's given them the credit. Jaden just released an album called Iris Is Coming. He's also going around Flint, Michigan, getting clean water to the residents there who haven't had it for almost a year now. This kid's doing good things. You can make fun of him as much as you want. The song is called Summertime in Paris. I like it. He's cool. That's all.
And over the last weekend, he had a vegan food truck pop up for homeless people
in Los Angeles.
Free food.
That's right.
However, I always wonder, how can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
And you don't think that's cool?
Right?
I think that's the coolest thing he's ever done.
Great question.
All right. My pick is from a band that a lot of K-Rock listeners will know. Local guys. I think they were Orange County. Now they're up here in L.A. But the Growlers, who, of course, put on the Beach Goth Festival every year since 2012. You've got Modest Mouse, Violent Femmes, The Far Side, Real Big Fish, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Everybody plays their festivals. They're a blast. They just did a show with Flaming Lips, did a bunch of stuff with Julian Casablancas. They were with the Black Keys touring for a little bit. They're just a blast. But this is their single that came out the end of last year that just is good. It's just real good. Produced by their longtime friend and collaborator, Julian Casablancas. This is the Growlers with a lovely song. Hit it, Steve. It'll come around.
The real variety pack this week.
Mm-hmm. Who loves the scum? Just one of many choices for you to listen to. Playlist has about 100 songs right now. It's about 6 hours long. Just press shuffle. It'll be great. Just go to @KevinandBean on all of our social media, and you will find the That's My Jam playlist. It is a blast. You'll enjoy it. And that's about it. There are birthdays. I don't have it in front of me. Who cares?
Brock Lesnar. I remember that.
Yeah.
I will tell you that our guest Eliza is here in the building in the next room and will be coming in right after this. So for some pickups on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. By the way, they're coming out with a greatest hits album in a couple of weeks. You don't ever hear about greatest hits albums anymore in the age of streaming. Like, I thought that was a dead thing, but they're doing one.
All right.
So there you go. Eliza.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay, everyone.
The crowd is here.
The
crowd is with you.
An abrupt end. They're like, no more.
Just listen.
No one's that excited.
They just do wrap it up because we want to get to you.
They're good partners.
Yeah.
So yeah. Let me tell you about Eliza. She gives and gives. And then when you think she can't possibly give anymore, she gives a little bit extra.
Thank you.
You just had your Elder Millennial special on Netflix last year. And now you are back with a companion piece to Elder Millennial.
I am.
Which is unlike anything I've ever seen from a comedian before. Has this been done by comedians before, what you put together?
The documentary?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the closest thing I can relate it to is Beyonce's Homecoming. I think compared to her
Peace
the most.
Pot, yeah.
Yeah, you know, she's my greatest competition. So I made this documentary. It's called Over and Over. And I just wanted to get, you know, people are obsessed with comedy and comedians and your process. And people always have questions. So I was like, I've got this huge tour coming up. It was on the way to filming the fourth Netflix special, Elder Millennial. And I had the book that I'd written, Girl Logic, which is available on Audible. And I was touring these things, so we made a documentary to show, I want to show everyone my process and what goes into me making an hour of comedy.
A little look behind the curtain.
A little peel that curtain back.
Yeah.
See,
so you took
see.
The busiest time in your life when you're preparing for a Netflix special by doing stand-up multiple times a night, multiple days a week, and also promoting a book tour, and you thought, hey, let's also introduce the third thing of filming a documentary all at once.
I thought that, and I was planning a wedding, but I was like, that's like a fourth storyline that no one cares about. But yeah, I figured, you know, we're on the road anyway, so we had a camera crew following me for several cities, and it just kind of chronicles what was going on in my life at that time. And it's just a little insight to, I believe, what it actually takes, you know, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's not the year before when you were beginning to think about those jokes. So just kind of giving people some insight. I think people think it's just show up, do your jokes. It's really easy. And it's like, no, it's
now, I don't know. I don't know if every comedian works the same way you did, but there were some things in the Over and Over special that were new to me that surprised me. For instance, you said, and unless I misunderstood, that you only write on stage.
Yeah.
I can't even understand that you're not on the plane or in the hotel room or at dinner jotting down notes and working on the act.
I definitely, you know, you're always thinking about like, oh, that'd be funny. And mm-hmm. I have a book and I'm like a note page in my phone where it'll be just like a thought, a premise. But when I say writing, like the bulk of the expounding on it and really fleshing it out, that's on stage. Mm-hmm. So I'll write down like, that'd be really funny if, you know, I wore this in public, and I'd write that down. And then I go up that night and I talk about when I wore that thing and what, you know, you really begin to craft it.
And you iPhone record all those and then you kind of craft it? No, not at all.
I cannot stand listening. I know this is a weird thing. I can't stand listening to myself. Los Angeles traffic. I know you guys are trapped in your cars. But it's hard. A lot of comics are like that. A lot of actors don't want to look at themselves.
But then how do you remember what, you have a good memory.
I'll write it down.
Huh.
Like what worked and what didn't.
Yeah, or you kind of remember. You remember because when a joke hits, like you remember that
that's
that worked. Yeah.
Probably so when it doesn't hit, you remember that as well.
Deeply. Yeah. But then the only thing you can do is keep retelling it until these people get what's
it's
good
their
for them.
Fault.
It's their fault. It is their fault.
I said that last night on stage. I go, these jokes are already approved. This is on you that you're not laughing. Like America already said yes. So I don't know what's wrong with you guys. I don't know what kind of party bus you took in from the OC. I don't know if you guys are going to swing later or what, but pay attention. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that you certainly understand that the life of a comedian is not the hour that she's on stage. That's for sure.
Well,
man, is the rest of your day committed to the journey.
She's also, I mean, you're not like a comedian who just goes up and tells jokes. You're in charge. You've really been involved in your branding and the specials and everything. So it's like she's went also the extra mile in that. And so having a documentary about her career is probably a lot different than friend Doug Benson's, who probably just gets up, smokes weed, does some comedy, and walks off. You, on the other
not
hand.
Not to disparage Doug.
No, not at all.
Way, we
think
love
that's
Doug,
the best
but it
part
is
of Doug.
It's a different thing, yes.
You know, everybody builds their own brand in their own way. And I think also, you know, as a girl, you're not afforded the instant grant of likability sometimes because you're a woman who's not hideous and speaking. People are like, no, well, I don't know about this. And so you kind of have to dig a little deeper, try a little harder. And I've just always come from the assumption that I'm just going to have to try a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. So it's like swinging with two bats.
The relationship that you have built up with your female fans, though, is, it must be so rewarding to you that you connect with them. I mean, what a two-way love affair you guys have. The gifts that they bring you was something else that blew me away in this Over and Over special. I mean, there's barely a square inch in your house that isn't covered with something someone has given you for free.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like I live in like a shrine to myself.
Eliza's a hoarder. There's no question about that.
I relegated
it anything out.
All to my office. It's nice. All the different types of fans is kind of a thing that I've become known for. I don't know how to say that without sounding pompous. But people, you know, it's this thing where you create art, you create the special, and the fact that it inspires people to make their own art about it and then give that back to you, I think is a very special thing. And it's been a cool way that fans have expressed themselves on top of buying tickets and T-shirts and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Well, recently, Bean got a painting from a listener of him and Billie Eilish in a very strange sort of like mentor-mentee relationship.
Whoa.
Which is how I'd like to see it, at
She's
least.
Pretty cool.
So don't ask for all art, is what I'm saying. Some of them might question your ability to be around children.
Sometimes I get art and I'm like, well, this is acrylic, but I don't want this in my home.
Right.
But we find a place for it.
Eliza, I don't want to to start the waterworks, but I have to bring up Blanche because obviously we saw Blanche a dozen times here at K-Rock, and we were in love with her, as all your fans were. What's it like now in your house where you have this tribute to your late dog?
I thought of, with every picture that I'd put up, I would think as a comic, morbidly, I'd be like, this dog's going to die one day, and I will have entombed myself in all this Blanche artwork. I've taken... We had a shiva in the Jewish religion. You have, it's like awake but less drunk. And I took all of her things, all of her outfits and everything, and I had all my friends come over, and they took them. So people have shirts, or if you have a dog, they took some of her food. You know, like the idea of giving away her things so people could enjoy them. And I kept
the paintings are down. You're still wearing the Blanche earrings, though, right?
I'm still wearing the Blanche earrings and the Blanche underwear. So it was just, you know, everybody deals with grief in their own way, and it's been interesting, the outpour, you know, when she passed, like how brutal that was, just people that I don't know being like, I love your baby lamb so much, I don't even know you, I've even met you. And then what people say that isn't that comforting, but they're trying, and so you have to allow them. One person was like, she was like, well, don't worry, Jesus got another dog now. And I was like, that doesn't do it for me.
Not at all.
Or they send you that Over the Rainbow Bridge poem.
Yeah. Everyone.
My mom's a big Facebook
too
Rainbow
schmaltzy.
Bridger.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? And they're like, she's waiting for you. And I'm like, I don't know what she looked like when she died. I don't want a decrepit dog waiting for me. That's a lot of pressure. She's waiting. Mom, it's me. I don't like that. I feel like I'm late.
One eye hanging out.
Yeah.
Tongue off almost.
You want something brutal? I know she passed peacefully. This is so brutal. People are in their cars like, why am I listening? My father's dog died 72 hours prior to Blanche passing, choking on a bag of Cheetos.
No!
My dad walked in to find him with just Cheetos.
Although he left doing what he loved.
What he loved.
Yeah. Were they crunchy?
As autoerotically asphyxiating.
Crunchy or puffs?
They were hot Cheetos.
Oh, you guys thought that was bad. I thought that was good.
That is the best way to go, by the way.
Cheeto.
That's how I hope to go.
So there
anyway.
You go.
I thank you. By the way, we're going to take a quick break. More with Eliza in a moment. But
it's
I did want
to
thank you. No, I did want to thank you for what you said about how she was a shelter dog, how she was a rescue dog. And it just shows, and we preach this message almost every day here on the Kevin Amin Show, is there are great dogs in shelter. And nothing in the world has ever given you more happiness than that dog. You know
ever.
What I mean? You rescued her. She rescued you. So adopt
I was shop. Okay. I was that make, honestly, people was like, and I'm like, I was paying a mortgage.
Fine,
like I was,
you were on the right track.
I definitely rescued her.
Yeah.
Like I can eat on my own. She cannot feed herself without me.
The special is called Over and Over. It's super cool, you guys. It's on iTunes and Amazon Prime, Google Play, and all sorts of other places. We'll take a quick break. More with Eliza right after this on K Rock. Our friend Eliza here on the world famous K Rock on a Friday morning. What's the longest you ever go not on stage, Eliza?
Oh.
Did you take weeks off sometimes?
I did recently because the dog passed, and then I was on tour in Asia when she died, and so I came home. I had to take my mother. She wanted to go to Bermuda for her birthday. So I took like 2 weeks off, maybe that. I
That's
don't
a long
know.
Time.
That is long.
Yeah.
I was really heartbroken.
Yeah, your dog died. Should be.
Yeah.
Understandable.
I tried to cancel tonight's shows, but I couldn't.
You are back at it August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Irvine Improv. 3 of the 6 shows are already sold out, but if you want to see Eliza on stage, you just go to improv.com/Irvine. Tickets on sale now for that. We're talking about Over and Over, the Eliza Schlesinger special that's available on iTunes, Amazon Prime, Google Play, Charter, Spectrum, Dish, so many more. It's a documentary. The scene in the movie where, after how many years of auditioning for acting roles, did the call come, and it's in the documentary, and it'll make you tear up. The call comes that you got it. You booked a big movie. How long had you gone waiting for that call, Eliza?
Years. Like, my whole career. I'd, like, never... I've read anything that's on TV that's, like, big or funny. Or like, I've read for almost everything. So,
you could have been the marvelous Mrs. Maisel for all
I did
know.
Read for that.
I mean, for God's sakes, you are a comedian. You would have been perfect for that.
I don't think I look Jewish enough, as horrible as that sounds, as a full Jew who took cosmetic procedure steps to not look Jewish. And also, I don't think I was young enough. And as I was reading it, I was like, I'm too old for this role. And she does a great job. But I've read for everything, and I finally got... It's a small part in Instant Family, but they happened to be there when I got that call.
Oh, that's cool.
It's an amazing moment. Because you're sick as a dog, and you're getting ready to get on a plane to Sacramento. You've got to work. You're at a low point. And then this call comes, and you can't even believe it's real.
I couldn't, because you hear... Everybody that works in the industry, like, you just hear no on... repeat, auto repeat so much. Yeah. The thing about LA that's so funny to me is like it's always a no, but everybody's so excited. Everybody, like, we're so excited. Okay, we're gonna circle back. We're never gonna call you again. But everybody in LA is so pumped and such a fan.
Yeah.
But you never work.
We love you so much. Yeah, we think
just
you're great.
Not for this, but we've got some things that we think you'll be great for.
Yeah,
we'll
they're
be circling
huge fans.
Back.
They're yeah. huge fans. They want to yeah. keep you in the
yeah.
mix.
Yep.
Yeah, but
in the
now
emotional mix.
Listen to this up-and-coming Eliza Schlesinger film called Wonderland, directed by Peter Berg. This is the craziest cast I've ever heard: Mark Wahlberg, Mark Maron, Alan Arkin, Post Malone.
That's
it's Mad Libs, right crazy. There. I wish the documentary had captured that because I read for this movie with the same casting director as Ins and Family, and both Mark Wahlberg movies. But he did not remember me from the first one.
Very cool, just,
even though awesome,
very
awesome.
Cool.
In the same room as him for all my scenes.
Yeah, he seems that's
but
on
he's
brand.
Like
yeah.
laser yeah. focused in, and I wasn't a star.
Look,
up
he's got a lot of Wahlberger's business to take care of, Eliza.
He does not quit. It is. I admire it. He's got his team around him, and when they yell cut after he delivers his lines and doesn't mess up, he's back on the phone. He's with his family. Like, he is just like a shark. And I read for this movie, and it said no Boston accents. But the line, that one of my lines was something about praying to St. Jude every night for a reason to leave you. And I was like, no one who isn't from Boston would invoke the name of St. Jude.
Yeah, right.
So I did a Boston accent. I was like, it needs it. And I was in a hotel room in Boston. I went for like an event to do. And I turned my phone off because I was like, no one ever says yes. I'm taking control. I'm turning the phone off. I'm going to meditate. 3 minutes later, I was like, I can't meditate. I got to turn the phone back on. I have to scroll through Instagram. And I had missed a call from my agent. And she calls me. She goes, hey, Mark Wahlberg wants to call you. And I was like, but I'm not. I don't have any makeup on. He can't call me. And they connected. And he called. And he was like, we really like what you did. You ready to get crazy? I'm like, does that mean I have the gig?
Oh, wow. My gosh. Like,
yeah, and I screamed. I think the people in the next room thought someone was being murdered, but like in a fun way.
And you were in Boston when it happened?
Yes.
See?
Looking over Boston Common where I went to college.
Mm-hmm. That's strong.
Did you have a scene with Post Malone?
I didn't have a scene with him, but I did make sure to go meet him. And when the movie comes out, I'm going to post a picture because I look like I'm his realtor. Like, I'm all dressed up, and he's Post Malone.
I always want to know if he smells bad. He looks like he smells bad.
Definitely smell like weed. Did not smell bad, and was so nice.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Such a gentleman. Yeah. We're from, like,
he's
the same...
He's always tired, though.
He's very tired, very sad. We're from the same zip code. Eye, yeah. He's from, like, Richardson, Texas,
really?
Which is, like, a block away from where I grew up. He was very nice. I think he's also Jewish. Very nice.
He
and...
said that like it's a secret. I think he's Jewish.
Because if he's not, like, I don't know. But, like, white Jews love rap.
Yes, please.
And we shot the movie.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah. All white Jews love rap. And love the and we shot the movie in Boston, and I hope it's dope.
So are you now at the point now with two big yeses? Now it's going to break your heart even more if you get a no, right?
No, because I've built up this thick callus.
Yes.
Okay.
This just around the heart, so I can still let love in.
Okay, good.
Should it come a knocking. But I'm very used to the no's.
The documentary is called Over and Over, and I wanted to mention one more thing before we run out of time here, and that is I didn't realize that you had done a bunch of entertaining the troops.
Oh, yeah.
That was also a very quote of the documentary to see what you do for those men and women.
Thank
it was,
you.
And how does that feel for you to be in that position?
Well, first of all, as you say that, I'm like, we definitely did not get that footage cleared. So
oh,
I don't
really?
Know if it's. I was just like on an airbase. Like, I hope it's cool. I'm on the tarmac filming this with your weapons.
Here's some plans.
Yeah. I've been doing USO shows for a couple years now. I've been honored to get to do the chairman's Christmas tour. So you go with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
That's on Air Force Two, you point out, by
the way. It's on Air Force Two.
Is that a sweet ass plane, Eliza?
Yeah. It's a thick plane. And they've got compartments. They've got for the chairman and then his crew and then the entertainers. So our seats are very comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then security. Like, it's, everybody's on there. So I've gotten to do a couple of those. And so that one was another chairman's Christmas special. So they take other celebrities and you go, and it is a gauntlet, and they're doing these all the time, these USO tours, and you get on, they don't tell you where you're going, and you hit all of these bases, all these countries that I would never have gone to Kyrgyzstan otherwise, maybe for a vacation, get
that's
an Airbnb.
Not a real place.
Absolutely. But it's really humbling to get to take time out of your life to give to these people who so selflessly give on a daily basis, in many cases their lives, and a big chunk of their lives, just so we are afforded the freedoms to speak freely on these airwaves.
True.
And you point out, by the way, how unbelievably young some of these kids are. and the job that we ask them to do, the responsibilities we put on their shoulders,
and it they does just take
kind of. It kind of puts our lame lives into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then they would say, no, like, I'm doing this because, you know, for you. I the first time I did a USO tour, like, it was an 18-year-old kid showing me, I couldn't tell you the name of it because it's really hard to remember, like, numbers and letters, this aircraft that was, you know, several million dollars, and he was in charge of that. And I was like, I was in charge of my, like, Chevy Blazer. Yeah, and, like, I never took it to get an oil change. So it's just the magnitude of what they're entrusted with. The amount, just gear alone. I tried on this girl. She was shorter than me, small girl. We were at some FOB, which is a forward operating base. It's out in the middle of Afghanistan countryside. And she's 70 pounds of gear in addition to, like, a, you know, 70-pound gun that she has to schlep. I tried it on. I almost started crying because it was so oppressive just to wear.
Yeah. Wow.
And I was like, how are you doing this? I can't even do leg day.
Oh, man.
So it's humbling.
It is a, I mean, really, you can tell I sincerely enjoyed it. It's so enlightening on so many different fronts. It's a really great behind-the-scenes look. I know you said it's for the fans, and it really is, but it's so much more. It's called Over and Over, available wherever you see your documentaries, and it is available now. You can see Eliza at the Irvine Improv August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Tickets at improv.com/Irvine. 3 of the 6 are sold out. Congratulations on everything. Our sincere sympathies on the loss of Blanche. We loved her, too. And please, come back and see us anytime, Eliza.
I love you guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.
And sell the game.
I'm going to do it right now because the phones are open at 1-800-520-1067. Next weekend is Comic-Con, you guys, in San Diego, down at the Convention Center. The Kevin DeBean Show is going to be broadcasting live on Thursday and Friday. We want you to be there with us. If you're a Comic-Con type person, call us, 1-800-520-1067. What do y'all think about the Bieber remix that came out yesterday?
Oh, I think it's good.
I like it, too.
I like it a lot. Duh.
How crazy is it? You didn't like it, Allie?
Oh, I didn't say that.
That was me. Was Dave.
Oh, I thought you went,
oh, that was Dave.
It was Dave.
That was Dave, yeah. How crazy is it that she was a super Bieber fan? That little photo that they put up
with the posters in her room.
The posters
amazing.
In the room.
May we remind you, it started here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, she did tell us about it all that time ago.
First person to tell.
Definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun. All right, here we go. A pair of passes to San Diego Comic-Con at the Convention Center next weekend. The Kevin DeBean Show is going to be broadcasting live from Theater Box, home to the all-new TCL Chinese Theater in San Diego, next Thursday and Friday. We'd like you to be at the Convention Center with us at 1-800-520-1067. This game is called Meow Yoki.
Meow, 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 meow.
Seems a little long.
It does. That's fine. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Nope.
Oh. Okay. Is this a bridge?
We're out of time.
Okay.
Is that a bridge? It's over.
Yeah. Okay.
Played for Comic-Con. Oh, good. Thank God. We played for Comic-Con tickets. Allie, you're going to spin the wheel.
I am.
The caller on the line will find out who is going to be meowing a popular superhero theme song.
Yep.
Do I have that right?
Yeah.
A superhero theme song. Could be TV edition, could be movie edition, but you just tell us what that theme song is that we are meowing at you, and you go into the drawing to win the tickets for Comic-Con in San Diego. We'll just take them in order, Chip, and we'll start with line one, who is going to be our friend Marlene, joining us from Inglewood. Hey, Marlene.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good luck for Comic-Con tickets. Here's Allie with the wheel.
All right, we're going to find out who's going to meow for you.
Who are you, a comic head?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, good.
Oh, you got me. And now, is it Marlene or Marlene?
Marlene.
Okay,
it's
Marlene.
Okay.
All
I'm
right.
so sorry.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
All right,
awesome.
Well done. Let's try Matt in Anaheim. Or maybe it's Mate. I don't know. Apparently, I can't read anymore.
It is Matt. It is Matt.
Okay. All right, Matt, let's spin the wheel. Let's find out who's meowing for you.
You a comic head, Matt?
I am a big comic fan, yes.
All right. All right.
Excellent.
All right.
Oh, Bean. Excellent.
Ooh. All right. Let me see if I can remember how mine goes. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
I don't know if that's longer than the intro or not. That's Superman.
It is Superman. I am stunned that you got that because I was terrible,
no,
Matt.
No, it was right on me.
Barely remember the melody. Thank you. You are in the running. Let's go to line three. Say hi to Rob C. He's in Costa Mesa. Hey, Rob.
What's up? What's up?
Well, Friday. Two for two. Two for two. Allie is spinning. Let's find out who's going to be meowing for you.
You've got Jensen.
Oh, good news. Rob, you a comic head?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good to hear. Here we go. Ready? Meow, 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 meow,
meow. Nailed it.
That was pretty good. Come on.
Jensen.
Say it. Say it.
Come on, Rob. Come on.
Teen Titans.
Oh. Ninja Turtles.
Rob, I want you to go away and think about what you've done, son. Let's try line four, Valente. Anaheim, Valente, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. You ready to play for Comic-Con tickets? Is that a yes?
Yes.
All okay. Right. Okay. Valente, you ready? You've got mugs.
Yes, oh, God. All right. Okay. All right, here we go. Here we go, Valente. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to go with Spider-Man.
No.
X-Men.
That was pretty close. That was pretty close, but thank you for trying anyway. We appreciate it. Let's qualify a couple more if we can. Let's go to Oak Park. Say hi to Jerry up next on the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Jerry. All right, let's see who's going to meow for you. Oh, you've got Dave.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, Dave.
All right, Jerry, let's do this. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Kind of stepped on, sorry.
Little pitchy dog.
What do you think, Jerry?
I don't know that. I'm going to take a wild guess. Wonder Woman?
Yes! Wonder Woman! That's amazing! Incredible! Oh. All right, one more. Let's make it Nikki. She is in Studio City, our final contestant for Meowioki. And by the way, in case I forget later, shout out to Jeff and Jared, Star 94.1, who we ripped this game off from.
One of them's still there. The other one got fired.
Jen, because for coming up with this game, I heard.
You have shit!
Oh, sure. Oh, okay. Right. Rarely do we hear from Chip in the back of the room, but listen up. Here's the superhero song.
Oh, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meow. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Hmm.
Oh, man. I'm not sure, but I'm going to guess the Hulk.
Oh, oh. I'm sorry.
Flash.
That was Flash Gordon we
did
were looking for.
Did you guys know Queen did that?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, I didn't know that until the movie.
Jerry and Matt and Marlon were all in the drawing to win the tickets for San Diego Comic-Con at the Convention Center next weekend, you guys. Comic-con.com is where you want to go for more information. Who's going to be joining us in San Diego, you guys?
You guys know that I pulled this out of a hat. I don't see who wins, but it's Marlon.
Yay!
Oh, I see.
Allie's contestant. I see what's happening there. Thanks for playing Meowioki.
Meow, 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 meow. Meowioki.
Hey, you guys. Hey, guys. Hey, you guys.
Still here.
We're
here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys.
We were letting the song play out, Bean. I don't know why you were so chatty.
I am a busy man. I've got a lot of things to get through. I have a hurricane to manage. I need to get the show over.
I'm going
to
just keep it a bean.
Now Bean controls the weather.
It's one of our favorite times of the week where we invite you to text us at 1-800-520-1067. We call it Keep It 100. Any K-Rock song we have, if we can find it, we'll play it for you. And you have had some excellent taste in recent weeks, as is evidenced by this montage.
Wish I knew what you were looking for.
What will we play for week 97 of Keep It 100? If you're Texter 100, you get to choose 1-800-520-1067. Text us right now. Allie's here with another look at what's happening.
What's going on?
Can I give you a song that you could text?
Oh, yeah, please.
I'd like for you to text the Lil Nas X new remix of Old Town Road. Because not only, of course, does he have Billy Ray Cyrus, we know that he's on the song, but Young Thug. But perhaps the most out-of-nowhere addition, young Mason Ramsey. You might know him better as the yodeling Walmart kid.
Oh, my God.
Bean?
Why is this happening?
I couldn't listen to it fast enough.
Why do we need this?
And then I couldn't want what his words are, Mason Ramsey, what he, dare I say, spits fire on my tombstone. Put it in my veins? Oh, my God. Mason Ramsey, I'm just going to play for you his portion of the song. Get ready, you guys.
Okay.
Just get ready.
It's riding down Rodale in my Maserati sports car.
Hold up, let me tell y'all something. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Hop up in my Razor. Got a 1,000 acres. Right up on the couch with the spray that it don't phase her. I oh, I oh, yippee, okay. If you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way. I'm gonna
take my horse to Old Town Road.
Okay, in case you didn't get that, if you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way. Oh my God, put it on my tombstone.
I don't know if a lot of you know this. Bruce Springsteen wrote that.
No!
Is he 11, by the way? How old is he?
He's a baby. He's a little baby that was just yodeling in Walmart and his hat and his boots. Now he's on a Lil Nas X track.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's playing Stagecoach. All right, but let me ask you this.
Coachella.
Is this song going to be number one for the rest of time because they're just going to keep adding people to it? It's already been at the top of the Billboard chart for 14 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so.
And now we've got this version that people are going to run out and stream to death,
yeah.
Right? I mean, this could be number one forever.
Yeah, well, he put out an EP in the last week or two, but he's openly admitted he's just going to keep putting out remixes to this song
Why
to keep it at number
you?
One. It's such a funny
Why
idea.
Why wouldn't
yeah.
you?
And so now, you know, fast forward in 3 months, we're going to have 10, 15 people on the song.
Your tweet was very funny last
night.
Yeah,
I think they're going to get the kid who goes, LeBron James. They're going to get, eventually, Dee Dee from the Rugrats.
Sweet.
They're going to end up getting maybe
Papa Roach
would be good. Yeah.
I'm in.
Scat Cat. MC Scat Cat.
You guys, if you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way. And he talks about hopping on his Razor. Play it again, Chip. I loved it so much.
Riding down Rodale in my Maserati sports car.
Hold up, let me tell y'all something. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Hop up in my Razor. Got a 1,000 acres. Right up on the couch with the spray that it don't phase her. I oh, I oh, yippee, okay. If you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way. I'm gonna
take my horse to the
He's going to be like Manny on Modern Family, though. Everything is cute that he says now.
For
but eventually
four more years, you're like, oh,
be like,
no.
I got 100 acres. It's like, oh, buddy, get out of here.
Why don't you giddy out my way?
He's going to turn into Mason Reese. How's that for a reference? Another famous Mason who didn't age well.
Oof. That's
nothing.
Even me, I was like, oh, that's
really?
A reach.
I don't know who that is.
He was the, what was his commercial? He was the ugly little
redheaded kid.
The little redheaded kid who did a commercial for like mayonnaise or something like that.
He's in the news right now.
Yes, he's in the news right now because somebody is trying to get him to do a porn video.
He is dating a porn star and someone's trying to get him to do a sex tape with her. But he looks like Eric Stoltz in The Mask a little.
He does. He does. But he was one of those kids.
Another reference.
He was one of those kids who was the cutest kid in the world when he was on TV. Like, he was on all of the talk shows and stuff like that because he was just adorable. He was so famous. He did Raisin Bran commercials. Mm-hmm. He did Dunkin' Donuts commercials. And America was just in love with this kid. He did not age well.
No.
And now he may cash in with this sex tape.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm worried about happening to the Walmart Yodeler kid.
That was what you call a real Bean and Jensen spiral into reference.
Yeah, sure was. Mm-hmm. I almost didn't have time to tell you Lil Wayne and Blink 182 might not finish their tour.
Uh-oh.
You guys, this isn't...
That just started.
This isn't good. Yeah, it just started. You know, Blink 182 is celebrating 20 years of their Enema at the State album. They're on tour with Lil Wayne. Not sure what happened, but last night in Bristow, Virginia, Lil Wayne said on stage, "Please forgive me, but I'm so not used to performing to a crowd where there's not that many, you know, like, still, that's not my swag." And then he said, "I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to do this tour, but make some noise for Blink 182 for including me anyway. This might be my last night, though. Let's go." So he's just kind of bummed that people aren't showing up to see him early because they're waiting till later to see Blink 182. And I think, you know, when you're used to headlining, it might feel pretty bad for the ego if you're up there and you don't have a packed house.
And he's not an up-and-coming artist. He is
a headliner. No, he's established. Yeah. Absolutely.
He just expected either enough of his fan would buy tickets and come early enough to see him or enough Blink fans would show up early just to see him.
Right. Yeah.
Either way, he wants to play to a fuller house.
I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Do you think they're having a meeting right now and Lil Wayne is like, "If you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way." Hey. And they're like, "What are you even saying, dude?" And then he's like, "Hey." It's just weird. Hey, guys, some birthdays for you. Topher Grace, Michelle Rodriguez, Brock Lesnar, Steve Howey, and Richard Simmons.
Oh, Richard Simmons.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Oh. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
He's not done.
Okay. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to me!
Play it again.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Heading into the weekend here on the world-famous K-Rock, thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We do a little feature every Friday about this time that we call Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
For Texture 100, if we have it, we'll play it. Now, there's been a discussion going on behind the scenes here at K-Rock in this room about whether it needs to be a kick-off-the-weekend-style party song or whether that's not the criteria at all, and it could be any K-Rock song. Where do you guys come in on that?
It should be party-ish.
I come in on It's a Friday, get our weekend popping.
Yes.
See, I don't. I'm down for whatever. But it doesn't matter this week because Mark in Culver City was texter number 99, so we're not going to hear Pearl Jam, Yellow Ledbetter. I will argue that it's not a party song.
No.
But it's still a great song that we don't play that much that I think still would have sounded fun.
Sure.
Texter 101 was looking for Aeroplane by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sorry, Stacy, not this week. Texter 100 is our friend David Gonzalez, who joins us on the phone right now. He is in where? Where's David?
Los Angeles.
He's in L.A. David, welcome to K-Rock, my friend. How are you?
I am doing great. Happy Raise the Roof Friday.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all.
And what do you got going on this weekend? I'm living through a hurricane. How about you?
Well, a little opposite of the hurricane. I'm going to a pool party tomorrow and do some barbecuing, watch a Dodger game.
Nice.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, you are so much better than a hurricane. Yeah.
Have you texted in before for Keep It 100, or is this your first time?
No, it's my second time doing it. I always listen to it, but never got around to texting.
And, that's so cool.
I love Dinosaur Jr., and it's a great video, so I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to keep trying this one, and sure enough, it worked today.
Oh, congratulations. Go ahead and introduce the song, and we'll play it on Keep It 100.
All right. Well, I chose Dinosaur Jr., Feel the Pain. It's an awesome video, too, so you should check out Randomly Golfing Through New York City.
Keep It 100.
Come on, you guys.
Come on.
The weekend has started.
David in Los Angeles, let him be an inspiration to you because this was only his second time trying to get through on Keep It 100, and he made it. He was Texter 100. He chose Dinosaur Jr. Feel the Pain, which sounds great. Outstanding choice. Miss Allie McKay, we come to you every week at this time for a little bio background info on the song. When do you think Feel the Pain was a big number four song here on K-Rock?
That was definitely mid-90s, but I feel like it could be anywhere between like 94, 95, 96.
She's narrowing it down, you guys.
So I am just going to go right in the middle there, and I will say 1995.
That's very close, but I'm sorry. It was 94 is when it came
so
out.
Close.
But a great choice, and David, a great choice for you as
Dang
well.
It.
Thank you. We'll do it again next Friday on Keep It 100. Go immediately to at Kevin Bean on Twitter, and I assume in a few seconds
it's
on
there.
Instagram.
It's there now.
No,
both
on
there?
Twitter, yeah. Well, on Twitter, yes.
Well, I said on Twitter immediately and in a few seconds, hopefully on Instagram. Kevin has posted a photo from the hospital, you guys. He had surgery yesterday. They did a skin graft from his head. Well, really from the side of his head to the back of his neck.
Yeah.
Because of the brown recluse spider that took out a big chunk of his skin. So there's the monkey in a hospital with gauze wrapped around his entire head.
Kevin,
he looks like the Invisible Man.
It's gross. It's grotesque.
Not only that, he still has the cut on his lip from shaving in the shower, so it looks like he's got herpes, too. I mean, it is a win-win for everyone.
It's an unbelievable photograph.
Oh, Kevin.
This guy. Like he said, his life is a cartoon.
Yeah.
This photo.
Yeah.
Have you ever had your entire head wrapped in gauze like this?
And under his chin, everything.
Yeah.
And just his ear poking out.
Yeah, just one ear, yeah.
I mean.
It's R.I.P. Kevin, you guys.
Yeah.
I guess technically he's still alive.
Yeah,
but
he's still alive. He sent that.
He says he'll be back on Monday. But I hope he never gets to take the bandages off because that's a great look.
I got news for you.
What?
He also sent a picture. He just got the bandage off.
No!
And he won't be posting the picture he sent us in a text chain, but oh my God.
They took a big chunk.
They took a chunk. And my response was, can I sit on the other side of you at Comic-Con? Because I can't look at that.
Well, I guess we're lucky that one's not public.
Thank God he's alive.
But if you want to see a smiling, happy, recovering Kevin.
He looks insane.
I mean, he genuinely looks like he's been institutionalized.
He does.
It looks so creepy.
Go to Kevin Bean's social media and please enjoy. We'll try to carry on without him for one more segment here on this Friday morning.
All he wanted was a Pepsi.
Allie's got what's happening.
You guys. Well, here's the thing. 21 Pilots have announced a new leg of their Bendito tour. It's going to launch this fall. And to prevent ticketers and tickets from falling into the hands of scalpers, they're doing the thing with the Ticketmaster's verified fan platform. Mm-hmm. So you register through Sunday at 10 p.m., and then you're going to receive a code to be able to purchase your tickets for 48 hours straight starting on Tuesday. So if you want that now, go get registered, do all that. And then any remaining tickets will be available to the general public starting on July 19th. If you're wondering, hey, SoCal, any dates? Well, yes, November 1st, 21 Pilots will be at Staples Center. And then November 2nd, they're heading down to Anaheim for the Honda Center.
I think it sounds fun.
It will be fun. You know, when you do a live show, you kind of have to roll with the punches. Somebody's running late, somebody's stuck in an elevator, they can't get into the building, or sometimes they just have to cancel at the last minute. On our show, it's not ideal, but you shuffle things around, you move things. It's not
that. It happens more frequently than people would know on the show.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you that.
That's how professional we are. You'd never know until you don't hear that person, and we've been teasing it all morning. Then you can figure it out.
Yeah.
But this happened last night on Conan, and I'll let him explain it to you. But a young man named Kumail Nanjiani, good friend of the show who we love, who canceled on us, he was going to come on and talk about Stuber, actually canceled on an important show, Conan O'Brien, and not the day before, not even day of. I'll have Conan explain.
The plan was to have Kumail Nanjiani on the show tonight. Then, literally, half an hour ago, we get a call, and he's fine, everything's fine. He's shooting Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
and there was some kind of snafu when they're in their shooting schedule.
And he's got to work.
And he has work to do, and he didn't get released. He's in Marina Del Rey shooting a scene, and he can't get here. We were trying to think of when has this happened before? Yeah. Has this ever happened before? And then we realized one time, and I think it was in like 1996, maybe 15, 20 minutes before the show started, we got a call from our guest, and it was Liza Minnelli. And she said she couldn't make it. So Liza Minnelli canceled. And she's known, you know, she's a great artist.
Right.
But she's known for sometimes flaking out.
It's troublesome, yeah.
Troublesome. So Liza Minnelli, and now in that same category of troublesome diva, Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me recap. We're a show now that's changed our format. And we're now a show that has one guest a night. Now, for the 25-year run of our show, when we were an hour, we would just take the second guest and move them up, and they'd be the first guest, and no one would really be the wiser. But when you're a show that's based on just interviewing one guest, and that guest doesn't show up, you're really screwed.
They wound up having Conan's assistant, Sona, on, who is such a delight, and she's so funny. However, she found out 20 minutes before that she was going to be on. Watch the clip. It is one of the funniest things you'll ever see. Kumail Nanjiani tweeted 2 hours ago, "Conan O'Brien is my comedy hero. Him and Andy Richter are the reason I started comedy. So this clip is something I would love if it was about anybody other than me. But it's about me, so I'm truly mortified." And he basically put the YouTube clip, the long version of what happened at the start of the show.
Awesome.
So good. By the way, he also mentioned that they do have the clip of Stuber. Because the guest usually brings in a clip. He says, oh, here's what's happening in this scene. They show the clip, that type of thing. And Conan's like, you think I'm going to promote your movie that you couldn't be here for to promote yourself? No, I'm going to show you a clip of a movie that's going up against you. A little indie flick not a lot of people may have heard about. It's called The Lion King. And then he played a clip of The Lion King. Oh, my God. It's genius. It's so well done. It shows how good Conan is to be able to roll with that and just be so funny and so self-deprecating about it. It's excellent if you want to go back and watch that. But that also brings me to The Lion King itself, because yesterday we were treated to the version that's going to be running in the movie of Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Beyonce and Donald Glover. And dare I say, I cried like a baby.
It's enough for this one, I wonder that we got this far.
Right, Donald Glover still got it.
Yeah, kind of.
Now let's hear Beyonce. Can you feel enough to love? Oh, I like what
this
they've
is good. Now I'm going to see the film.
Hold on.
That's a nice update on the Elton Hold John on. Classic, I think.
Hold on.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. Yes. So last night, I emailed Bean and said, hey, Beer Mug's going to be slammed with all the things that he has to cut for us tomorrow. Is there any way you can pull the clip of Beyonce and Don Glover? Absolutely. Not a problem, Allie. Total team player, of course. Mm-hmm. All morning, he's like, so you're really not going to play The Lion King? And I'm like, real God, get over it. Yeah, I'll do it at 9. Now I know why.
Look, if Bean, I have a chance to bring the great William Hung onto the air here at K-Rock, I'm going
to
do it.
It didn't occur to me that would happen. Thank you. That was amazing. I don't care if we hear Beyonce and Donald Glover, to be honest.
No, I think you really do it. I think the listeners should, too, because it is amazing. And how do you, I mean, he's better known as a rapper. How do you rate Donald Glover as a singer?
I mean, the last album was a lot more singing than rapping.
Yes, for sure.
And it highlights a lot of what he's really good at on that album.
Mm-hmm. How about compared to Beyonce?
Compared to Beyonce, I don't, like James Ingram, I'd be like, who's this chump?
Yeah, all right.
It's just amazing.
Here's the new Can You Feel the Love Tonight from the forthcoming Lion King.
So many things to tell her, but how to make her see the truth about my past. Impossible. She turned away from me.
He's holding back, he's hiding.
All right, there's a pro.
But what? I can't decide. Why won't he be the king I know he is? The king I see inside.
gotta say, it's still great.
It's so good.
That's
you guys.
Real. Did you really tear up listening to that yesterday?
Tear up would be an understatement. I cried like a baby. Though I just love all the music from The mm-hmm. Lion King, but to hear her doing it, there's an emotion to her voice that is just, it's undeniable and it's beautiful. And I can't wait to see the movie, you guys.
I can't tell if it's... I mean, it got rave reviews from critics. Like, mm-hmm. the night that they were all, like, the mandate was released, you could just put out your reviews. It was all positive. But since then, I feel like a couple of people who've seen it online don't like it, and the rating isn't very good on
Rotten Tomatoes. Well, I think people are saying it's safe. It's not... It's basically a retread of the last one.
The original, yeah.
And that's what they were looking for, as a way to kind of update it and everything. Apparently, it's beautifully acted and beautifully drawn, and I guess it's a computer, but apparently there's nothing wrong with it. It just, if your expectations were that it was going to take it to Lion King 2.0, that didn't happen. Right.
Well, if you liked Lion King, you might like Lion King.
I think that's what a lot of reviewers were actually saying.
Okay.
If you like the Lion King, boy, will you be into this Lion King.
Sure.
Good times, you guys. Thank you to everyone who sent me the story, because they know how much I love How to Get Away with Murder on ABC, starring, of course, the great Viola Davis. Season 6 will be their last, you guys. This is it. This is really it. 15 more episodes kicking off September 26th. And I'm not going to lie to you. I watched the first season and I thought, how long are we going to get away with murder? There's no way that this can keep going. And every single season, I was like, oh, Shonda Rhimes 2020, yeah, whatever. I couldn't do the math even back then. Every single season, the season finale happens and I gasp. And it's something I never expected. So they decided now's the time, and this will be it. The last season.
You gonna be okay with that?
I will be, but I'll miss it.
Sure.
I love it. I love that show so very much. Plus, I get to always say, How to Get Away with Murder.
I mean, I loved Shonda's Scandal as well, but mm-hmm. I do feel like at some point they ended up running out of good ideas.
Yeah.
It was, to me, it limped to the finish line.
Yeah, the last two seasons of Scandal were not the
best.
Were
not as great.
Yeah.
Right.
But How to Get Away with Murder has... I've never seen one of these.
Really?
Not even one episode.
Oh,
no.
Scandal was so good.
Yeah,
really?
You missed
out. Oh, and How to Get Away with Murder. Oh, it's so good. Guys, let's get out of here. It's Friday.
What's going on?
Steve Howie, Brock Lesnar, Michelle Rodriguez, Richard Simmons, and
what's wrong with having a slice of real cheese once in a while, for crying out loud?
I am so sorry for stepping on you, Richard. Right then,
Seriously.
I didn't think you'd be talking about cheese.
I mean, how about a little respect for Richard Simmons?
Well, you all have a wonderful morning, and I hope you listeners will get a sweat into the oldies three. Remember to take care of your health. It's the only thing you have.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Happy
birthday. Bye, Pete. Bye, Linda.
Okay. See you later.
That's what's happening.
That is what's happening. Hey, kids, on your drive home today, why not listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial, Free for All? It's a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Let's sing that song we all know as we invite you to join us Monday morning for an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got... Am I not hearing it? Is it not playing?
It's not playing. Hold on.
What's happening, Chip? We've got great news. Also, our friend Adam Carolla is going to be joining us. The kids here at the Kevin and Bean Show found out that the song Blinded by the Light was a Bruce Springsteen original yesterday.
No idea.
None of them had any idea. We will discuss songs you didn't know were covers on the program. Also, What's Up with Florida, and an all-new TCL TV and soundbar for you, because they're sponsoring our trip to Comic-Con.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This is honestly so stupid.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
There's worse things happening in my life.
Roll another one.
All right, babe, you ready to funnel?
Just like the other one.
What's going on?
This one seems to be about quit.
Wow. Stuff.
And I need another hit.
Hide your kids. Hide your wives. 'Cause I'm coming to your house. Coming for your children. I'm coming for your children.
Roll another one.
I'm
1-800-5800-TOM. That's our telephone number.
Just like the other one.
You need to get laid.
This one seems to be about this mess.
And this is how she behaves.
I don't have another cent.
No one informed me that this program was happening today, so I didn't prepare any words.
But the Bogart that joined.
This is a disgrace.
It's passing around.
A fecal transplant.
And the Bogart that joined, my friend.
Oh, the humanity of this.
Pass it on down.
Get out. Leave. Not good enough, fellas. Sorry. This is a performance-based business. Don't take it personally. It's not personal. These people are all gone.
What an incredible night. I can't believe it's over. I'm going to stick around here and stack up some chairs, I guess. We'll see you next time on Holy Moly. Good night, everybody.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Bong, bong.
Get it!